Blog Talk Radio. whatever.
1, 2, 4, 3. None of these chicks look better than me. I'm expensive, she's so cheap. Catch me in my Louis Beats. Neiman Marcus, Gucci Beats. Marciano Luxury. Louis Vuitton and Tiffany's. None of these chicks look better than me. 1, 2, 4, 3. None of these chicks look better than me. Ralph Lauren and Burberry. Audigy and Ed Hardy. Dustin Cheese and Frankie Beats. Mark Jacobs got your man on me. Fashion trendy in my Bentley. Hater shit, so hot by Fendi.
Take a pose.
The luxurious Dallas Informant Building, located at 1950 North Stemmons Freeway in Dallas, Texas. Please contact Father Danny Excada for questions, for host hotel info, or for table purchases at 972-370-6473. Or the overall Father Neiman Marcus Excada via Facebook at Marcus Fox. Also, visit the event page on Facebook, Escada Mission Possible House Ball, for detailed information. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, February 23rd, 2013. Grand Prize Number 1, Open to All Team States, The Dream Team, for $2,000. Grand Prize Number 2, Open to All Performance, for $1,000. Legends vs. $1,000 Club Winners. Versus of the year versus challengers. Mini grants include Drag's Realness for $500, Butch Queen's Pool Boy Realness for $500, Butch Queen European Runway for $500, and Female Figure Runway for $250. Again, that's Saturday, February 23rd. The 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Location, Victory Lane Entertainment Venue, 2330 Tipton Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Doors open at 9 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 10. Ball begins at 11 p.m. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $200. Seats, 10 with refreshments. Your commentator for the evening, the icon Jack Mizrahi, and your DJ, legendary Von Allure. There will be free and confidential HIV testing that will be offered by the Powerhouse Project. And don't forget the official Carolina Awards Ball Aftermath, that Sunday, February 24th.
I now give to you...
You can take all the pictures you want of me.
The Controversial.
Was not here as a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine, darling.
Unstoppable.
She won't make money off of my name, darling.
Legendary.
And that's why all the true beauties didn't come.
Mother Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show. This is the number one radio station in ballroom history, where you could definitely get all information ballroom all the time. Hello to everybody in the chat room. Hello to everybody that's on the phone lines that are listening. We are here. And we are here, we are live. I'm waiting for my cast members to call in so we could definitely get this motherfucking show on the motherfucking road, honey, and definitely recap everything that happened this weekend in Atlanta. Without further ado, I see my partner in crime is on the phone line. It's the legendary, iconic father, overall father, Rodney Prodigy.
Everybody put your drinks in the air.
Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up.
Let's go.
Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your drinks up. Put your fucking drinks up.
Put that bottle up in the sky till it looks like rain when it pours in her eye. My, you're so high. Drunk off the bubbly, you don't know.
What's going on, Kel?
Oh, what's going on?
Nothing much. Preparing for my evening. I'm going to do a little bit of the show tonight.
Yes, honey. Tonight should be an interesting night. A lot of things happen at Atlanta this weekend. Honey, so it should be an interesting night, honey. I don't know where Miss Snow is at, honey. I guess Miss Snow, honey, was too busy reporting all night long, honey. So, you know. But I know she should be making an appearance, honey, you know. Soon. Honey. Excuse me?
I told my
Okay, baby, okay. Don't be smoking all my motherfucking cigarettes. Okay? Learn that. Okay? So, baby, you need to buy those. So, Rodney, where do we want to start? Hold on, let me call this lady.
Since we waited on the cast to come on, since you didn't go anywhere, what did you do for the weekend?
I relaxed and just chilled and enjoyed my weekend here at home, honey. It was nothing major that happened here with me. It's just, you know, just preparing for this fabulous weekend that's about to happen here in fucking New York.
Oh, okay, okay.
Baby, I'm ready for the coldest winter ever. That's what I waited for. Honey. Because it's definitely going to be a weekend of festivities. And I just prepared for that. And that was basically about it. You know, and just relax. Like the cons.
Okay.
Yes. I guess Miss Snow must be asleep, honey. I called her phone. She didn't answer her phone. I said, I don't know where Miss Snow is at. I don't know where Miss Bridges is at.
You know what Miss Snow doing? Look, we'll bring her out. You know, the ball last night had a little controversy. In which two of her kids were involved in. So I guess she's gonna play sleep tonight. So she won't have to come on the line and say anything about it.
Oh, she don't want to come and defend. She don't want to come and defend her children. I think that's what you're trying to say. She don't want to talk about the big fight that happened in the club with her son, Father Country Chanel, honey. Or she don't want to come and talk about how the girls have been reading her legendary Father Country Chanel. And her other son, the legendary father, motherfucking Ken Blahnik. She don't want to come and talk about that, honey. Honey, how he won sex siren over the children, and the children are just outraged about how did this man win sex siren over the children, honey. You know, it's a lot. It was definitely a long weekend, honey.
Yes. Hold on, Kelly. I got, let me check on my interview, and I'll be right back with you.
Okay. Yes, Rodney has an exclusive interview because it was a lot that happened with people being, you know, stuck around and all types of things this weekend in Atlanta. So if anybody's out there and you're listening and you want to be a part of the show and you got some tea or something about the ball and you want to come and share your opinions on anything, feel free to definitely press one, and we'll definitely bring you online so you know, so you can be a part of our communication broadcast, honey. We'd love to definitely have you here, honey. I want to say congratulations to Father Brett and Scotter. I hear he's now named Scotter. So congratulations to Brett for being Father Scotter.
Alrighty. I'm back, Kelly.
Okay, well, we have live on the air with us. Rodney's going to do an exclusive interview with the legendary DJ of the year, multiple years in a row, the legendary Vaughn Alaw is live on the airwaves.
Hello, Vaughn. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Vaughn.
Well, I hear, you know, when you have balls, most times, you know, you try to get the best, you try to get the DJs, you try to get the MCs, you try to make sure that everything is in place. And I did hear that you were slated to DJ the ball But that didn't happen, as we saw last night with all the stoppages and all the other little mishaps that happened at the ball, which happened sometime at balls, being a promoter myself. But Vaughn, could you tell us about your trip to Atlanta and your story about last evening? Because we were on the actual same flight together coming into Atlanta. And I was at the airport, and you told me you was, you know, calling for your ride and stuff because I was going to wait on you, but you said you was okay. So we start from there.
Well, first of all, my trip to Atlanta has been good. I've always had a good time when I come to Atlanta, seeing people I haven't seen in a while. This particular time, I was trying to get in contact with the promoter to figure out what equipment that they actually had for the ball.
Oh wait, hold on, Vaughn, before you go into full details. Our other sister is here now, and I guess me and Rodney shook her table, so now she's up. Hold on.
You know you got a right to do whatever you like to. Don C, we got that right one in the club. Always the flyest, always got her hands the highest. She stopped drinking Diet Coke, she on that Coke diet. She bat her eyelids, that girl is so wired. I know she's so tired, but ooh, she on
Good evening, everybody. Hey, Vaughn, how are you doing? I heard about your trip. I'll get to you next. Kelly, let me tell you one motherfucking thing about me and my bitch. Bitch, my motherfucking legendary son, sex siren, father, Ken Manolo Blahnik, one grand prize sex siren, and my newly deemed legendary son, Country Chanel, is now legendary. So what's the tea?
No, no, we ain't got nothing. We'll get to you after we're done with Vaughn, because Vaughn has to get up for work in the morning, okay?
Bitch.
So go ahead, Rodney, back to your interview.
Yeah, so Vaughn was going to tell us about his weekend in Atlanta, and then I'm going to let Alexis, because she knows exactly what to say and how to say it, finish with the interview. So I'm going to start off with Vaughn giving us his, you know, his details on his trip to Atlanta as far as the ball and, you know, different things like that. Go ahead, Vaughn.
Okay, I was saying, you know, I came down here and I tried to get in with the promoter to figure out what it is they needed and what equipment they had. I had been calling and texting and was getting no answer. So my idea was when I got with Clinton, who was going to take me over there, was just to show up and see what they had. And after all this time, since December 6th, I got a text that said that they were busy and had been doing so much, and they didn't need me for that night. So not a call and not a text. And I was like, well, okay, that's fine, but I wish you had told me earlier, because that is, you know, that could have been another booking for me or something else, you know.
So after a month of communication with the promoter.
No, there was no, not a month of communication. Our last communication was the 6th of December.
Oh, okay, so you hadn't heard from them since the 6th.
Exactly.
Oh.
Like I said, I was coming down here anyway, but I was still texting. I did hear from them one time. They said that they were going to call me back as soon as they were finished. I guess they were in a shop or something.
So my question, Vaughn, is: so it was never finalized that you were DJing? Because I don't have the flyer in front of me, so I don't remember.
It was finalized that I was DJing.
Uh-huh.
And you know, if I'm not going to DJ, that's fine with me.
Right.
Anybody can, you know, they can get the other DJs. I don't mind. But
mm-hmm.
if I'm talking to you and you say you want me to DJ, I'm going to do my best, you know, to do a good job like I always do. And come
was your name on the flyer?
Her flyer was already printed out before she even got to me.
Okay.
It was already printed out.
Someone inboxed me and they said the ball was very crumbs off a croissant, not crumb de garçon. So I don't know, like, it was a lot going on because my phone has been doing shows, my inbox has been doing, you know, numbers. If I could get paid for every inbox message I've gotten today since about 5 o'clock this morning, then I probably would be rich right now. But it was very, Kelly, what's the phrase that you use? Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah, blah.
And that's just from what I've heard. Cause once again, I didn't go to Atlanta this weekend. So it was just like everybody's like, oh, my God, girl, you should see this function, da-da-da. And then I saw a post on Facebook where they was reading the tables, something about a 99-cent aluminum foil pan with some fruits in it, some cold chicken wings, no silverware, no fork. I was just like, well, Lord. And then did Jack show up?
No, no Jack.
No, Jay.
No, there was something wrong with his ticket.
Oh, something was wrong with his ticket. Well, Lord. Well, Vaughn, I hope this doesn't work. You're working tonight, though, right?
Yeah, I'll be at the thing doing it up tonight.
Okay.
And it doesn't,
well,
it doesn't sour me on anybody. It's just certain, you know, certain people. I've never had a problem working with anybody as many bosses
right.
I've been doing.
And, well, that's,
you know,
what I was about to say.
Now,
I hope it doesn't ruin your relationship
no,
with anybody in Atlanta.
It won't.
Okay.
But it'll be, no, I love Atlanta. I have a ball every time I'm here. I've never had a problem.
Right.
Just, you know, newer people that do things, you may have to do that deposit. And I haven't required it because everybody I've done a ball with has been cool.
So, Vaughn, let me ask you this. So, when you are booked to DJ, you are responsible for your own transportation down to the event?
No.
Okay.
When I'm booked for a ball, they're responsible for my transportation. They're responsible for the hotel, the equipment, because I don't travel with equipment.
Can you use this button?
Okay,
and
so you mean to tell me they pay for you to get here?
This is very hard.
And then cancel you once you got here?
No, this time I was already booked. I was already coming to it anyway.
Okay.
He asked me, was I going to be here, and I said yes.
Okay. Mm. Well, Vaughn, thanks for reaching out. Anybody else have any other questions?
Yes. Hold on, we have another caller. 404-454, you're live on the air.
Get him.
Yo, what's up, Kelly? What's up, Alexis? What's up, Rodney? What's going on? It's Martez.
Hey, Martez.
Hey, Martez. What's your new last name?
Bagari.
Sorry.
Listen. The ball was fucking late. I'm over it. I'm in my bed right now. I have a rundown.
Well,
Jack,
let me see your
there.
Rundown.
Icon Jack, Mr. Right, he was nowhere in the building.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew for a ball to have two LSSs. The same people getting called out twice in a row.
Why do they have two LSSs?
Commentator is walking a category that he's never even walked before. And gets through, but they chopped me because apparently my jacket was too big from a bitch that I've never ever seen on a panel before.
Hold on, wait. You're moving too fast.
We need names.
Yes, Martez, you're moving too fast. Okay.
You're moving too fast and we need names.
Who's the commentator that walked the category that never walked before?
Norman Friday, your Catholic schoolboy with a mess jacket on. I mean, you don't walk that category.
Norman?
And then, what was calling for? It was calling for a Nickelodeon People's Choice Award.
Norman, hold on, wait. Norman?
Anybody that had a fucking book bag on should have been chopped.
Norman Walt Schoolboy? Rodney?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, carry on.
So my thing is, Alexis, you've been wiring ballroom. Rodney's been wiring ballroom. I didn't see a category flyer even on the judges' panel, so they didn't even know what the category was calling for, I don't even think. That's why it was letting most people through. And the people that they were chopping, they shouldn't have chopped. The agent, Mr. Rahe, got chopped by Fred Chanel. He thought her makeup looked horrible.
You think that was shade?
He thought her makeup looked horrible.
Well, so did you think he was wrong? You think it was shade?
No, I'm saying, you know, it's every judge's independent decision, but like you said, the category did say paint, and more paint. The ball was 5 hours behind. The tables were a fluke. What else?
I love that you come and you just voice your opinion and you say it like you motherfucking mean it.
Ken Vlodnik of Atlanta won over D-Sex Siren Body, San Antonio Father, Revlon, North Carolina.
And your problem with that is what?
I'm just saying, like I
said. Okay, well, just
say
it before we move on.
As I feel that, there's no shame.
You won't do, Miss Park. It's called.
We're not going to badge you again.
Call me on this motherfucking show, bitch, because you know I'm going to voice my about mine. Now, don't give me too much.
Listen, unless you know I feel what I said, I'm not reading. I'm just telling you the facts of the ball. You wasn't there, so you know, I'm just relaying what happened at the ball. I'm giving a rundown.
Inbox message just came through my inbox on Facebook. They say how fucking dare to let Ken win sex siren over anybody.
Yeah. Tell the inbox message he won grand prize motherfucking party. Now, they want a piece of the meeting at the back of the river at the next motherfucking function because Atlanta Real Bad is a motherfucking rap.
Who's the call on the phone, y'all?
That's Martez.
Okay, hey, Martez.
Hey, Alexis.
Yeah.
And my thing is, when it comes down to sex style, a lot of people have to realize anybody can be sexy. A lot of people can be sexy. And my thing is, Santonio to me is body. He has more body than Ken.
I think his
on a personal opinion, I feel that Ken is a new face, and Ken is in fact sexy. He's tall. He's dark skinned.
Alexis, somebody said, can you please fix that cricket phone?
I don't have no cricket phone. I'm on the house phone.
Because it says muffled.
No, actually, because I'm on speakerphone.
No, not you, Martez.
Like I said, I felt that night, both of them were sexy. Santonio, he is more body than Ken.
But
Ken won. It is what it is. Big up to Brett the Body. The House of the Scott, father. I definitely see it for him. It definitely came through last night. Grand prize on your new face, kid. Who else? Legendary Chanel, Country Chanel, now Legendary. I mean, a lot of people said that they don't see it. Don't think he's been walking long enough and causing enough ruckus.
Oh, shit.
To be legendary, but my thing is, big up to him. I mean, by any means necessary, he is legendary.
I'm just going to say this.
Alexis, you need to get that phone together, girl. You sound really bad.
Hold on, let me call you from the house.
Who else?
Yeah, we got to get Alexis.
Big up to the icons, Denaya, for coming out. Like, she really woke the building up. My father, Hercules, Manolo Blahnik, he really woke the building up. Never seen somebody get tens and a grand prize within a matter of, say, 10 seconds. It was grand prize. Everybody else looked a fool. I mean, the ball was terrible. I'm not going to bite my tongue. It is what it is. Like, you have people on the panel that probably haven't walked balls or been to a ball in maybe a century. Ballroom has modernized.
Like who? Give us some names. Alexis, you're back.
I don't know. The girls are so late. Like, I don't know them. I've never seen them before. And, you know, I've walked from Connecticut to New York, from D.C., and I've just never seen these people. I've never seen them.
Well, Rodney, can you give us some names that was on the panel?
Okay, Rodney. Who was the old faggot Butch queen that was sitting two people down from Fred Chanel and Tempest? It would have been to the right-hand side of the stage on the judges panel.
Hold on, Marchez. Let me say something in regards to Country's legendary status. Country's been walking ball since 2006, if I got that year correct. He's been walking just as long as some of these other people that have been deemed legend. Maybe people don't feel like he's been making a lot of noise, but he has walked state to state, region to region. He has won grand prizes in just about every region that I can think of. So maybe the icon's not enough that he has done enough to get his legendary status. And maybe there are some people that do deserve it before him, but the bottom line is he got his. So fuck out of here.
He's legend. I mean, it is what it is. Nobody's going to take it back from him. He's a legend.
They can't.
Martez, yes. You had a question about who was judging. Was he dark-skinned?
He was brown-skinned.
And you're saying he was two judges away from Fred?
It was, hold on, it was Fred, because I know I seen Fred giving his 10s. I think Temperance gave me her 10s, and he sat right next. It was.
You don't know who Man Prodigy is?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, Man Prodigy.
That was a Man Prodigy.
Yeah, that was.
Short and brown skin?
Yeah.
No, man, not short.
Man,
not
that
dark.
Short. He's
dark. Man is dark skin, not brown skin. And that old no, it was the one that was like he was two or three judges down from Temperance and Fred.
Man was next to Temperance, so I don't know who was next.
Right.
To
Man. Okay, it was the next one to him then. Who had shades on? Maybe been a Garcon.
Oh, Grams Mugler. Grams Mugler.
Okay,
I
knew it was like a Garcon.
Oh,
Mugler. She definitely gave me that. Told me that my jacket was a little too big.
Yeah, Grams Mugler.
Oh, your rhythm's out, but your jacket's a little too big. I think you're sexy, though.
You thought he was sexy?
No.
He said that's what Grams said to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Pagan Prada, JJ. Yeah, Tommy LaBeija. Yeah, Pagan Prada. You had Man. Yeah, Tempers. You had Fred. This is second hand. I'm just giving you all the judges, period. Yeah, first and second half judges.
Alexis, this just came in from, this just came in. I'm sorry, but Alexis is a co-host. She needs to be like Kelly and not play sides when it comes to her kids. Everyone has their opinion. She cannot defend them on being a host.
I'm going to defend my motherfucking kids to the end, bitch. You sound stupid. Fuck out of here. Miss Kelly, Kelly defends her kids. Why the fuck can I?
Call us, though, Alexis.
Fuck out of here. Y'all bitches done bump y'all motherfucking heads.
They say you can't get mad because they have all opinions.
I can get mad about what the fuck I want to get mad for. That's my motherfucking child.
Well, why you can't let your kids come and defend themselves?
They don't have to. That's what the fuck their mother is for.
Okay. Well, I guess.
Just like you defend CJ when they was reading him?
No, I sat here and I let y'all say whatever y'all wanted to say, mistake. I didn't defend or say anything. Okay, I let them say everything that they wanted to say.
Well,
everybody,
girl, they ain't going to talk about mine. I don't give a fuck.
Body, they put everything out on the table and I let them say what the fuck they want to say because.
They ain't going to talk about mine. Fuck it.
I don't
give a fuck.
Well, I guess tonight is going to be many things, you say, because the girls, you know the girls, so you're going to be defending for the next 2 hours, because you
know. I already said what I had to say.
Like
Tony said, he's already been acknowledged as legendary. Some of you old bitter bitches that want to be a legend need to step your game up. I mean, come on. He didn't suck a fuck for his. He earned his. He
okay.
Got it like the...
Right. But now, I'll be saying now, but see, it wasn't the fact of this is, see, because I already knew that this show was going to turn into this. It wasn't the fact that he was acknowledged as a legend. It was the fact that the people that was given their statuses last night was denied by the council, and Stewart took it upon himself to still do it anyway.
No, bitch, that's where you wrong. You got your motherfucking facts fucked up. Now, bitch, call the motherfucking council and get the real motherfucking facts.
Well, I'm only telling you.
Or better yet, bitch, go to the Batcave and read the motherfucking post, Queen.
I don't need to go to the Batcave.
Oh, you might need to do your research.
I'll just have somebody go to the council room and just get the post.
Well, have them go.
Alexis.
Yes.
So why did they have two LSSs? I can't.
Oh, I don't know. Who did the first LSS?
The first LSS was done by, I think it was Marcus Escada.
And then Silver turned around and did another?
No, then
the Marcus.
No, what's the boy name? Norman. Remember I told you the commentator that walked the category?
Oh, hold on, y'all. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
The kids told me to call in here because they said they could. couldn't understand what Alexis was saying. They wanted to know if she was on the set of Catfish and was that really her and said Butch Queen out of drag.
Huh? Grandma fella, what you say?
They said they couldn't hardly hear you. If they wanted to know if you was on the set of Catfish, they told me to call in here.
It's 12 o'clock.
I'm not on the set of Catfish.
Well, baby, I was just relaying the message.
Okay,
so
thank you, Grandma.
On mute.
Thank you.
You're welcome, babe.
Okay, Alexis.
Yes.
Okay, I guess it's defending time because my phone just went off.
Okay.
They said Country went out there to accept his legendary and was painted for the gods and painted like a funeral, and his suit and outfit matched the look. He was dressed for a funeral.
While he was going to accept his legendary status, once again, you're probably one of those old bitter queens that want to get your status also. The difference is he has his while you're trying to get yours. Next.
Alexis.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, your nephew has a little text message just came in. I'm reading it to you.
Uh-huh.
So at the Atlanta Alliance meeting, I heard that Country Chanel opposed Revlon being House of the Year.
Okay.
Hold on. And with that being said, I oppose the legendary status.
Oh. Well, I don't know who that is. But the people that I talked to, that I spoke with, we had a nice conversation, and they didn't have a problem with it. Once again, January the 20th, 2013, legendary father, Country Chanel, was acknowledged as being a legend for his category. End of discussion.
Kelly, can I get that breaking news, Pinky, for 1 second?
You got your stuff, huh?
Yeah, okay, hold on. Where the fuck? Hold on.
We interrupt your regularly scheduled programming for this breaking news report.
I just received a call from the father of all fathers. We all know who that is. In reference to status, he said if you need him, verbally say it himself, he will. But I told him I will deliver the message since he asked me to. As of today, he spoke with the individual himself. The legendary statuses stay. The icon status was revoked.
Oh.
Well, since that subject came up, let me say this. Oh, we didn't have this talk. And nobody... The thing was, and someone made this analogy, if you take away that person's from ballroom history, would it change anything as far as icons are being concerned? And when they brought that up, it was like, I didn't know who the person was at first until the House of Comme des Garçons came about. And then that's when I found that he was actually a Mugler first. But they were given very, when you think about Atlanta, he's not one of those people that you think about, like iconic. But then again, they said some people went behind people. Now, that's where people went behind people back and took it upon themselves to deem people, Kelly. So, see, that's where your half-ass tea came in at.
That's where my half-ass tea came in at?
Yeah, that's where your half-ass tea came in.
That's a lot of half-ass things.
Well, Kelly. However, whoever,
yes.
Whatever.
Clarity. You may not put Fred in the mind frame of Atlanta because he's from Philadelphia, and he moved.
Well, Marcus. When you okay,
I was just providing clarity.
Okay, let's get clarity on this. When someone says, "Girl, did you see Fred at the ball last night?" Who's the first person that popped into your head?
Oh, wait, hold on. Welcome to the not, well, the only radio station. It's the former co-host of that other show. It's the icon, Aurora founding father, Harold Balenciaga. It's live with our airways.
What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing?
Hi, Harold.
What's up, Harold?
Okay, one, let me say this, Alexis.
Yeah.
Okay. In the same way that someone from yesteryear comes to a ball, they should be knowledgeable on what's going on in the scene, what are the current trends. Okay, because a person does not know of a person in the scene does not mean that their history is not credible. Quickly, everybody jumps out.
That's true.
You know, quickly people, you know, jump out and say, oh, this can't be the case because I haven't heard. One, unfortunately for our ballroom community, there is no streamlined path of history where people can go to and keep track of, you know, what people have done over the years. So, I mean, just saying because you're on the radio, you know, a lot of people will use that as excuses. And, you know, even y'all had the caller on before, you know, that was, you know, kind of upset because he didn't know people on the panel. And, you know, for someone.
Say that one more time. I missed that.
No, like you had a caller on before. I think y'all said his name was Martez.
Yeah.
You know, took offense to people, to what I guess Eric Mugler was saying to him in regard to, you know, why he was chopping him or whatever the case. You know, sometimes if a person plans on progressing in the scene, listen to the advice that someone is giving you. If a person is telling, you know, when you're walking balls and participating in the scene, it's really about putting forth your best effort. So if a judge, you know, if a judge is particular on a certain thing, meaning that, you know, you should be fitted or whatever the case when walking, you know, that's no slight on them. That's what their expectations are. In the same way, I had a House member that voted down yesterday and he got chopped. However, the judge that chopped him, it is one of her pet peeves that anybody walking performance should have on shoes. So, you know, people have, you know, their pet peeves, and you have to respect that and understand that. That's a part of walking balls. So I think the newer generation has to do their research and know, in the same way that the expectation is that people from yesteryear coming about, you know, should know what's going on currently.
Right, I agree.
And Alexis, yay. You sit on the radio. Hold on. You sit on the radio, and you go ham on, you know, all kind of crazy things that happen. So when the folks have issue with your kids, you can't be sitting there going off all mad or whatever the case.
I'm not mad at all.
Oh, okay.
I have been known about this for at least 2 weeks now, so I've been prepared. Trust me, one of my friends have been giving me the blues about it. And I just said, well, girl, it is what it is.
All right.
I'm not mad at all.
I'm fine and yourself.
All right, you cooking next weekend for this coldest winter ever?
I will be.
Okay, so.
I will be.
So that means,
and anybody,
that means we get to your college greens.
Harold, okay? not tonight, okay? Baby, but before I say what I'm going to say, I want to wish my sister, the legendary Portia Milan, a happy motherfucking birthday and many more to motherfucking
girl, you,
time.
Today
is my sister's birthday. Happy birthday.
No, actually, it was yesterday, Kelly.
It's still today.
No, today is after 12 o'clock.
Girl, it doesn't matter. Okay, it's my sister's birthday, Miss Day, and I want my sister to party like a rock star, honey. Happy birthday, sister. Love you.
Happy birthday, Mommy.
Yes, but to any of you girls out there, Miss Day, that you're my girlfriend and you're my good Judy, Miss Day, and you want to get your makeup done by makeup artist to the stars, Miss Day, my girlfriend Timmy will be at my house on Saturday at 8:30 and give me faces. Okay?
Well, sweetie, listen, can we get done first before you invite the general public?
Oh, baby, we're going to get done. Baby, y'all trust me, we're going to get done, Miss Day. I told him he should have came on Friday so he could have started doing yours.
So he need to lay your foundation on Friday.
Okay. baby. But overall, yes.
So somebody just said, why were there empty tables at the ball?
Why was there empty tables? They had empty tables?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I heard, some girls reserved tables, but
they
said
there was empty tables at the ball, and they said that the blonde was originally at the back, and one of the blonde members asked to be moved to the other empty table where it was closer.
Oh.
So the blondest was in the back?
They was in the black and the far right hand side, and they asked one of the blonde members asked Fred Garcon to move them closer to the other empty table that was
Montez,
right
from
the Bugatti
table. You moved on and you went to another house, and I feel you still have some hostility towards the blondes, like you want to be back.
Oh, no.
No shit.
He was definitely blonde helper last night.
No hostility.
Now, he's helping his father most of the time.
Right, that's my father. Hercules is my father. Me and Camaro on good terms. We, you know, talked about our differences. And, I mean,
hold on,
I don't
y'all,
do anybody in the house, but I have no hatred towards anyone in the house. The lady I didn't like, she's no longer in the house. So, rock on. I mean, what's funny without the boom?
Ooh.
Another caller. Jason, you're live on the air.
Okay, that's how I'm brought on now. Interesting.
Jason, you gotta stop, okay? I'm in five, stop it.
I love you all, and I love you all for loving me, but I am the voice of reason, and I have to speak for the people that inbox me. The requirements for status has been brought to my attention, and the inboxes are asking, do Ken or Country meet the requirements. Alexis, I'm not for it. I understand those are your children, and I respect that. I am doing a job, and I'm
okay.
staying neutral.
The question. The new requirements for being deemed legendary were 5 to 7 years.
You're going by the requirements that came out in 2012.
I don't remember what those requirements were.
Okay, I'll post them in the room because somebody sent them to me. So I'll post them in the official room so that everybody can read them and get a chance to go over them because the girls are asking me, do they meet these requirements? And, again, there are some things that I know, and what I don't know, I ask.
Well, I will say this, Jason, to the girls in the room. Apparently they met the requirements because of the people that deemed them. And I'm quite sure the people that deemed them were the ones who made those requirements.
Okay.
Oh,
so
shit.
If they didn't
somebody
meet the requirements,
said,
I'm sure they...
Alexis,
ahead,
I don't know if you were in the chat room, but somebody said...
No.
Somebody said, Alexis, are you even for the legendary? Shut the fuck up about some legendary.
I don't give a fuck up. See, that's the problem. I don't care about being legendary. My boys are legendary. That's fine. That's fine with me. I didn't come to Walt Balls to be a legend. I came to Walt Balls to have fun. Now, are they legendary? Ask them, are they legendary?
They legendary. They legendary not, a.k.a.
All right.
4219.
Stop at 5. Next.
So go ahead, Jason. Finish.
I'm posting them. I'm trying to read what she said so that I can ask my questions. Again, I don't know either of these people because my question would be, is Country local legend? Like, Enrique is a local legend in Baltimore. Are they local legends or are they legends from state to state? And again, I don't walk balls. I don't have a desire to walk balls, but I do have a job now, so I'll ask these questions. And, again, I am a neutral party because I don't know. So it's not shade when I'm asking these questions. Now, if it was someone else, why the fuck am I even explaining myself? Point being, is he a local legend or is he a legend state to state?
Alexis.
I guess she's doing her research.
Because then my next question would be would be for Ava. Is she just a local legend or is she a legend state to state? Because I've heard time and time again from Tiffany say, oh, well, Ava doesn't walk. She pays it and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Well, Ava has been walking for many years.
Let me read you what this the plaque says. This is, hold on, let me find it first. Okay. It says, and I quote, "We honor you on this occasion to acknowledge you for your hard work, positive influence, and overall ballroom achievements. Congratulations on your legendary status on January 20th, 2013, from the Ballroom Council Committee."
So the committee did do this and not just one person.
Exactly.
Please stop. It's just not from
Polo Boy,
bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm being told that that's a lie, but it is what it is. This is not my night. Kelly, if I have any other questions, I'll press one again. You can put me back on.
Rodney.
Yes.
So what do you think about the ball? It was nice seeing you, by the way, too. What do you think about the ball?
You too. It wasn't what I expected. The crowd was mediocre. I love Stasha, so I definitely came to support her. Atlanta has its own internal issues, so I guess it's just something they're dealing with down here as far as with everything. But it was fun, definitely seeing a lot of people that I haven't seen before. But the ball was just, you know, it was very blah, blah, blah. I have to admit that.
Right. And, you know, just talking about local legends and, you know, state-to-state legends or even icons. We hear a lot of, you know, local legends, you know, even in New York, you know, Connecticut, you know, Atlanta, to be California, even on the West Midwest.
Because my the guy that you said chopped you, he might not be recognizable by face, but when you see his name to people that walk balls, because he haven't walked balls in a long time or haven't been out, he come out every now and then, when you hear Grant Mugler, everybody knows who that is. So... like, yeah, Tommy LaBeige on the stage. A lot of people don't mind, I know who you are and face recognition, but when you mention the name Tommy LaBeige, people, you know, come to us like, oh, okay, he's here. I've seen him. I heard his name. I heard about him and stuff like that, but I've never seen him. So it happens both ways. Some people, like, you know, are still active, but some people are not. They come out every once in a while because they did it for 10, 15 years before you guys even start walking ball or even knew what a ball was. So, of course, at some point in time, they get over it and they tend to just focus on their daily lives and still be come out every now and then for special occasions or just for a trip out of town and go to the ball just because it's one happening. So we have to look at that, but you have to know his heritage, you have to know his history, you have to know different stuff like that about the individuals themselves.
Hold on, we have
like
347-569, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi, no, just listening, and this is why I don't really get with the ball. I'm really actually going to go on a hiatus, and I will not be at the ball this weekend. I'll be in Dominican Republic because this is my wedding anniversary, being with my husband, so I won't be at the ball, and I really don't think I will.
Stop it, Bob.
Girl, she doesn't bother me. That's why I don't even acknowledge her.
Well, she's not the only one on the phone, Brian.
But I'll acknowledge everybody else. Hey, everybody else.
Can y'all get this bitch up off this motherfucking line? I don't have a ball coming up no more. Fuck that shit. Can y'all get this bitch up off this motherfucking line, please?
Girl,
can we get somebody
blah,
that actually
blah,
participates?
Blah.
Can we get somebody that actually participates? Fuck out of here. This bitch don't do nothing but walk drag camp. Fuck out of here.
Girl, you need to come out of drag.
Fuck, bitch, you stay out of drag.
Whatever, girl. But anyway, Kelly, like I said,
you motherfucking 99-cent synthetic-ass weave-wearing queen, shut the fuck up. Fuck out of here.
Whatever.
Girl,
more love.
Bitch off the phone, girl. I can't. Fuck out of here. Entertain that bitch for her. You know that whole number. Get that bitch up out of here. She don't want to do nothing. Use you for your life, Kelly. She want to do your hair so she can get exposure. Bitch, the fuck out of here. She opened up.
I can do hair and I own a salon. So we
bitch, anybody can own a salon, this nigga. You crazy? Bitches ain't
whatever.
Have license on
salon.
Bitch, it's not on this phone.
Whatever. Anyway, hey, Kelly. Anyway,
here.
Kelly, hey,
fuck
Kelly,
you,
and everybody else.
You're entertaining this bitch.
Mm-mm. Brian, yeah. Thank you for calling in. If you got anything else to say, just feel free to press one.
Put that bitch back on this motherfucking line.
Jason, darling, you're back on the air.
Okay, this is not my night, and I'm not doing this because I really could care less. There were 30 people over in the council, and half of them don't speak, and the other half don't agree with the status. My question is, how can an award of status be given by a group of 30 people where one half don't speak and the other half can't agree on anything, but yet awards say from the ballroom council? Can someone please explain this?
Just like it said, this from the ballroom council. Next question. It's from the ballroom council.
So,
I don't
know.
None
so,
of this. Let me tell you what the funny thing is. Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
Come on, Alexis. Rodney, I need Tony on this phone line.
Thank
Jason,
you.
If it's 30 people on the council, okay, I'm going to call in a minute. If it's 30 people on the council and majority rules, that means you get 16, 17 votes.
Hold on. I got it, Kelly. Hold on.
Oh, you got it, Alexis. It means majority rules.
So, okay. Welcome to Atlanta.
I need Tony on this phone line, honey, because this shit is getting out of control, honey.
Hello?
Yeah.
Father. Hello? Father Tony.
Hold on, Jason. Stay right there. Tony on the phone line. I got another call up. 347-829. You're live on the air.
Kelly, Tony's on the line.
What's up?
Hi, Kelly. Hi, everyone.
Hi, who's this?
Yes, this is Sean. I have a question. Like, when it comes to like their status or whatever, wasn't
Kelly,
there like a
hold time? On, Kelly? Rodney.
Yes.
Jason, are you there?
I'm here.
I have the icon father of all fathers, Tony Revlon, is on the line. Go ahead.
What's
okay.
Up?
How are you? Good evening, Tony. How are you?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm fine. Hope you had a great weekend. The question that I have is coming from the group, and the question is because you're an icon and you can answer this for me, and if I don't know something, I like to go to the horse's mouth. The question is that I have. The question that's been given is that half of the council didn't agree and the other half don't agree on anything. So if the council is not agreeing and the other half aren't showing up, how can a status be given on behalf of the whole council if the whole council can't agree on anything at this time? And I already know, and I've heard how you felt about Atlanta right now. So that aside, how is it that if Atlanta is in such turmoil within its own council, how can they even give names to give status to someone?
Okay, what happened is the way you are doing this is every awards ball in every state that's having an awards ball will be being dinged. Atlanta is the first of 2013 that had awards ball. Every person in the house has names. Me, Stuart, and Andre, James, and Tony. We voted. I mean, I can't say Andre. The first time was me, Andre, and Stuart.
Mm-hmm.
Andre and Stuart voted. He voted no to everyone. But other people felt some type of way. So we added two more people, which was James and Tony. We added them two, and we took Andre off for something personal. So then we had a conference call last Wednesday. People are in every state. We will be adding someone that is like a head person of that state. So last Wednesday we added Fred Chanel. So all together was five people.
And okay.
It was five people, and it had, I think it was nine names. Only people that got that had all five votes was one individual and the other person had four votes and one no. So the way that happened, the person that had the one no was overrided, so therefore that means both of the people was deemed.
Okay.
Concerning icons, it has to be exactly all yes across the board. It can't be no one individual say no and the other two or three say yes. It has to be yes across the board. So therefore, last night the two people was deemed. The other person was deemed also, but one of the three did not get. It was a misunderstanding. It was a misunderstanding because of the fact that the only person had been two people getting deemed. So one individual that got deemed at the end, which was an icon, it was not yes across the board.
Okay.
So that person that got deemed icon status was taken today.
So let me make sure that I understand what you're saying. So although the council is made up of, 30 people?
Okay, no. Okay, that council, that group we have,
uh-huh,
for the ballroom community.
Okay, so that council is for the. Okay, so let me make sure. So that council is for the ballroom community. But when it comes to the council or for deeming of status, that's only broken down to five or six people.
Right, five individuals. But when each state turn comes, we add one individual from that state.
Okay. So now, audience.
Everybody that's in that council, they're not voting on that. Because majority of people that's in that council is legendary people. So why would the legendary people be voting on people that's legendary? No, it's the icons that vote that's doing the voting.
Okay.
So we also had a meeting, and when I'm on the phone, it was a big thing about status being taken. Well, that's not going to happen. So we dealing with only legends. No one would be deemed icon no time soon.
Okay. Thank you, Father Tony.
Is there any more questions, Kelly?
No, I don't have no questions. This bitch got up.
Okay, you have questions.
Huh?
You have questions.
Oh no. I'm being a lady. I'm being a lady in the ballroom scene this year. I'm being real nice this year.
Alexis?
Alexis?
Yes, my daddy.
You have any questions you want to ask me before I hang up?
Oh, I'm good.
Rodney?
No, I'm good.
Okay, no. You've been my son for years, but I can tell by your voice. So do you feel some kind of way about...
Why wasn't you at the ball yesterday? That's a question.
Okay, the reason I'm not at the ball, and if you want to really keep it real, I just feel that Atlanta...
He wasn't at the ball. He coming to New York this weekend to see his grandkids. He couldn't afford to be at two balls back-to-back.
Yes,
I could afford to go this ball, the next this ball, the Colors Winter Ball, the Philly Awards Ball, but I choose not to go to Atlanta due to the fact of the way they're running things. I'd be totally against the way they are running their awards there. So I decided not to go, and I would not be in Atlanta for a very long time. But, Brian, I have a question because I could tell when I asked you did you have a question, I can tell by your tone. Do you feel some type of way? Do you think that all icons should be voting?
Do I think that all icons should be what?
Voting.
I think active ones that actually participate and go to the cities all over the country should be active and participating in voting.
Okay, let me ask you this. So you feel that all icons that's active should be voting that's going all over. Now, my question is that we're not voting the way we're doing it is once it comes Detroit, we will be adding people that been to Detroit, like icons been to Detroit. Well, icons have been to Ohio. That's how we would be added. Voting. Kelly, Alexis, and Rodney, and who's that? Jason, right?
Jason.
Jason.
It doesn't make a difference. It's always going to be someone having a problem with somebody being deemed. It's going to be like that. We had five people. One person got five yeses across the board. The other person had one no, and that person still got deemed. Now, today we also had another conference call with me, Andre, and Stewart, and we decided that you have to have yes across the board because of the fact that if you have one no or two no's and you got four yes, that means that it's questionable. Now, let me ask Charles, do y'all think that's right? Kelly?
What, with the icon status?
No, with the legends. I mean anybody's status. Do you think that it should be yes across the board?
I don't think it should have to be. I think it should just be a majority. The majority rules would each status, even if it's a legend or icon, because you have some people that hold bitter feelings about people and all types of things, and they'll go and they'll say no just because they don't like this person, when the person accolades that they had in the ballroom scene and probably outside of the ballroom scene should be a yes, but they're going to say no because they have personal feelings towards people.
Okay. Alexis, how do you feel about that?
Well, I do agree with Kelly. I feel like this. Because a lot of people feel that, oh, she's on my level. No, she doesn't need to be an icon. Or, no, she doesn't need to be, you know. So people do take their personal vendettas or their personal issues out when it comes to ballroom. So I kind of do agree with Kelly. But, I mean, those are y'all rules.
Don't you think the legends and icons should have some different kind of rule because of the fact, honestly, if you really sit down and think about it, icon is the last status. That's the last status inside the ballroom scene. So therefore, we need to be careful of who we are deeming icon, and we should be acknowledging people that's really, really deserved an icon status. This is not a statement. This is not a legend. This is not a star. This is like an icon status, you know. And like I tell everybody that people, we as being icons need to be careful of who we are putting up to that level.
Well, I mean, like I said, I agree, Granddaddy. I mean, if y'all feel like the icon should be yes across the board, then it is what it is.
Jason, how do you feel about that?
The way that I feel about it is that if a person, when you give a title to someone, they should deserve it. From like here lately, people are paying in other states, people are paying for titles by donating money to stuff, so they're just giving them titles because they're paying for it. So if you're going to pay for the title, then that means somebody that's never walked the ball before, if I come to you and I give you $15,000, then give me my title. A title is something that I think on a job, anything you want, you have to work for. And if you have to work for it from state to state, you have to work for it. So if you have not worked for it and you have not earned it, you don't deserve it.
I totally, totally agree with that. Now, such as what you said about somebody paying for it, I haven't heard no one paying for a status. I mean, if you know someone that pays for a status,
so I don't know how often you get on Facebook, Tony, but in the last month and a half, the last 2 months before January, and then in January, there was a whole mess in the Midwest going on with the Kevin Omni thing where people donated to a funeral fund, and then right after they donated to that funeral fund, they were given statuses.
Well, Jason, I will put it to you like this. I don't care who acknowledged anyone inside that Midwest, they are not that was happening, because of the fact we have a board here, and no one is no better than anyone else. So therefore, one individual could not deem anyone. It was not like that years ago, and it's not going to be like that now.
Okay.
So I don't care who it is, and that's not being disrespectful to whoever deemed them people. Well, if they understand you, whatever status that you was given. So, and then I have to go back to what someone said, that Lam Rodney said, that they have to be active.
And whoever dated that individual definitely is not active. It's like this boring thing.
Right.
You know, and then Jason, Kelly, Alexis, and Ryan, it doesn't make a difference who anyone deems. Someone's going to feel some type of way about anybody being deemed legendary.
That's
so
true.
So we are trying our best to do it the right way. We have criteria. If these people meet these criteria, no matter who they are, they have to be deemed.
Right.
If they meet all of the criteria. Now my opinion, do I think the criteria is low? Yes, I do. Do I think the criteria of time left should be up? Yes, I do think up. Instead of 5 years to 7 years, I think it needs to go back to 10 years.
Right.
Because if you leave the criteria as is, we will be deeming so many people that's meeting the criteria. And if you meet these criteria, you cannot tell. It's just like if I say myself, if I didn't have my status, if I meet these criteria, and then you can't tell me I can't be legend because I meet these criteria. 5 years to meet Kelly, Rodney, Jason, and Alexis, I think that's outrageous. I think that's crazy. 5 years, come on. 5 years. No. And then I also would say this. Did everyone that was on that list meet the criteria? No. Did all three people meet the criteria? No, they did not. You know, rules is being changed, and is Tony against them? Yes, I am. But one thing I will say, I have one individual. I have one vote. You know, but things are, every day we changing it. So nobody's going to be pleased. You know, the next thing we're doing is Philadelphia. And once we get to Philadelphia Wednesday, we have one individual from Philly that would be on a conference call giving us names. You know, and I will also say this, and once you're in a conference call, and that's anybody, that's go to Kelly, Alexis, you, Jason, and Roddy, if y'all four was doing a voting, if a name come up and if you don't know the name, that means what? That person should not be deemed, correct?
I agree with that.
You know, and that's just how it is. You know, it was only two statuses given yesterday, and that's it. I mean, I'm not being mean to anybody, you know, but I'm taking the icon status very serious.
We have a conversation that we're going to finish this weekend from Ohio, so we'll catch up on our chats this weekend, okay?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with you, Alexis, and I love you so much. You know, I had a lot of fun with you.
I love you, too. We're going to catch up this weekend.
I'm not going to tell them what you was doing, but, you know, it's all right.
Yeah, then don't start no shit. We're not even going to go there. All right, thanks for calling. Thanks for reaching out, Brandy. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, then.
All right.
Tony, wait a minute. I have another question.
Is Tony still there, Alexis, or he gone?
No, pay it.
Yes, baby. The children.
So are we still talking? So are y'all still talking about Atlanta's ball?
Yeah.
Okay. So help me understand, if Letitia chopped somebody, how did they still win?
I heard about that too, Jason. Who was that?
I'm trying to find the name now.
I know you're talking about Junior.
So, okay, I just saw that post, too. So she chopped Junior for a twist?
Yes.
And he still came back and won?
No, I saw Santa give him the trophy. I did see Santa give him the trophy, but I don't know if you should say I chopped him. So Vito didn't write the name down because they said everybody was chopped for the category. So that win was nullified. If Santa gave him the trophy and saying that he won the category.
Oh. How did he win if he didn't even get the vote?
He didn't get the vote. Well, he was voting and he got chopped, so everybody got chopped for twists.
Wow. I wonder if they put the animals back in the zoo.
What animals?
Didn't you? It was a bunch of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my.
Miss Thang, don't try it.
Yeah, if you see some of them pictures, Miss Day, you'll be like,
Miss Day, don't try it, Miss Day.
What?
Leave my girls alone. Okay, Miss Clark.
I didn't call no names, Kelly.
Ooh, Kelly, this one is for this is for you since you are Ms. Rahi. How does it feel to win House of the Year by default?
Ooh. Oh shit.
Well, baby, it doesn't matter, mistake all the other qualifying houses was disqualified because they did not keep their paws to themselves. Maybe 2013, you animals will keep your paws off the floor and off the other lions.
Well, it is so the Miss Rahees look the fool.
Okay. A lot of motherfuckers look the motherfucking fool, bitch, but I'm not going to sit here and read them, Miss Day, okay?
Wait. Hold on, good. I'm just reading what's in my inbox we on the show.
Hold on, we got two more callers. 814-431, you're live on the air.
What? It's me, it's Mana.
Hi, Mana.
Hey, hold on, sis, hold on. Somebody just inboxed me, or they just texted me, talking about the girls need some regimens on those pits.
Regiment she need on her tits, Miss Day. Whatever regiment she need on her tits, Miss Day, she's Femme Queen Realness of the Year.
Because nobody was even talking about Tricky Nicky.
Oh, okay, Miss Day, because the girls be at my daughter.
Girl, Kelly, you don't even like her, girl. You stop. Just stop. Stop it, Fire.
Hey, girl, Mr. Tell Alexis, you would not.
Stop, girl. You don't even like that girl,
Miss Day. Hey, that is my daughter,
Miss Day,
okay?
Listen, I was so rudely interrupted. Hey, Kelly. What's tea? Hey, Rodney. Hey, Jason. Back to something we were talking about earlier, that Alexis get pumped about, that we were sitting up there reading on the phone. Yes, your son won Sex Siren. Congratulations. But, you know, of course, I feel different.
Oh, God. Go ahead, Vonna. Voice your opinion.
Please do. Voice your opinion.
I'm coming to New York. So I don't want Alexis and them to fight me or nothing. But
he'll
I
be here when
you
get here.
He could be, and I'll tell him to his face. Legendary Twister, Vogue, Icy, Down. Sex Siren, no ma'am.
You know, Vonna, I will say you're very much entitled to your opinion, and as I told you just like I told you earlier, I think Santonio body is ever missing. It is no motherfucking shade. But, I mean, clearly the judges thought it wasn't his night.
Clearly the judges were from Atlanta, and that's what they gave.
I mean, well, he only got one vote, so I don't know.
And that's fine. I have no problem with the win. The Red Lions never have a problem with the win. And we can take a win and we can take a loss. The last time we stormed Atlanta, we walked out of there with $10,000. So this loss really is not a big issue.
I'm glad you said that, Vonna. I have a question. I wish I could get somebody on this phone from Atlanta. Drag Realness of the Year.
Sure, my sister Africa. Mm-hmm.
Okay, she didn't get it.
No.
And I'm trying to figure out, she said she has been winning in Atlanta, so I'm trying to figure out, did she lose by not winning enough balls, or how did that go?
When she spoke to me today, she said that, she was given, I guess, confidential information that she had won and that would make her come to Atlanta, and then that when she got there and she didn't win, she went to the confidential informant, and the confidential informant told her that the votes and stuff had been changed in Atlanta and Dallas had been kind of, you know, in place a little bit. So she was just upset about it. So, but whether she won or lost or whatever, I told her she makes moments, they know her name, so the Avir in Atlanta did not matter.
So who won?
I've seen the girl before because she walked Father Tony's bar in North Carolina, but I don't know her name.
Hold on. Oh, it was a Miss Raheem Chow.
Of course. Why not?
She won the Blondie Ball, too.
The Miss Chow is a fool. That's what somebody just said. She did only get, hold on, one of her wins was Big Girl Realist, and because Film Queen Realist and Bush Queen Realist was together, she didn't get that point. She did only get Bush Queen and Dread Realist for Candy World. Okay. I'm just reading my inbox, y'all. Hold on. This should have been between her. Yeah.
Y'all girls be knocking. I'll be catching y'all little slight little shade mistake, and y'all be knocking on my motherfucking table.
Kelly, I don't, you know what, Kelly, like, real talk, I don't know.
I'm not even worried. Don't worry about it, mistake, because I'm going to give y'all a bit. I'm going to give y'all a bit.
No, girl, I don't need you. You know, I need you to be on your best.
Thank you, Kelly, as again. Directing mother of the House of Mizrahi, congratulations on your House of the Year in Atlanta.
Thank you. You know we won by the
I want to do a few more other years while we discussing the other years. Shout out to Pampers Milan for winning Legendary Ruinous of the Year. Congratulations to Xavier Mizrahi for winning Schoolboy Ruinous of the Year. Congratulations to Flash Prodigy for winning Ruinous with a Twist of the Year.
And I want to also give a big congratulations to my sister, the mother of the West Coast, Lovely Revlon, for winning Drag Runway of the Year.
Oh, Lovely Walk Runway?
Lovely Walk Runway as well. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Vada. Stay right there. We got another caller, 209-752. You're live on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening. 347-569, you're live on the air. Oh, no, they're gone. Oh, child. Okay.
It should have.
Hold on.
I'm getting an invite from somebody.
843-509, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Africa.
Hey.
What's up, Africa?
How's everyone tonight?
We're good. Good seeing you last night.
Yeah, I was there for a hot minute, then I left. The ball was very late. And to clear up, it was post, I guess when they had their little alliance meeting or whatever down there, I guess certain balls were too kind. When I spoke to, when I see Andre at Father Tony's awards ball, from my understanding, what he said Donya ball was supposed to count. Now, I guess I don't know how they give it in Atlanta. I guess they switched things around. Long story short, it was told to me that I won, so I decided to come to Atlanta because I really wasn't coming to Atlanta. And then they said it was a big thing between me and the girl. Her name was Smiley Mizrahi, because we were supposedly tied or whatever the case may be. And they said Donya was in the meeting, very much giving, since I guess me and her was tied. What does, you know what I'm saying, like, is she turning it outside of the ballrooms, I mean, I guess, like, outside of Atlanta? Number one, the way I look at it, I'm not from Atlanta. So me even coming on it, you know what I'm saying, nominated speaks volumes for itself. And they were trying to say that she, the other girl, you know, not hating on her or anything like that, I guess that she was turning it in the OKI, which I find that hard to believe because my best friend
true.
Is of the year in the OKI. So, I mean, I just think, like, and the whole thing, like, when they were calling out, like, the whole of the years, and when they called her name, like, I just thought that was kind of crazy because it was already told that I won, but I already knew what Atlanta was given, so I could have went off even more, so I just, what was best for me, I just left the ball. I mean, it was Atlanta, and everybody just kept saying, you know what Atlanta gives, and da-da-da-da. So before I end up, like, you know, doing something that I really didn't want to do, I left the ball. But it was very late, like, that's the worst Atlanta Awards where I've ever went.
I have seen one worse than that, no shade.
But, I mean, congratulations to the Smiley for winning of the year.
And the inbox that I just received said, in quote, it should have been between Revlon and Chanel. The Mizzy Child is a fool. That's not my word.
Tell that person to sit down some fucking weekend. Enough extra for the fucking weekend.
But anyway, congratulations, Africa. Like I told you, you make a moment wherever you go. Those girls are going to try and do what they want to. You're still the girl. You're still the it girl to be.
So now, Africa, I don't want no shit when you come up here this weekend.
Oh, no, after Atlanta, I'm just not walking balls no more.
Oh, girl, shot that shit.
we'll see
you next weekend, girl.
All right.
Well.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. 513-462, you're live on the air. 513-462, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Montez, you're back live on the air.
Hey, I just got two messages. One was saying, one of my bosses said, who is Donye Mizrahi to be calling ruckus anywhere? And the other one said, for the Revlon to be shaking the table, to have no table at the ball, who are they?
Hold on, I got this. First of all, the Red Lions wasn't shaking the table that way. And if we wanted one table there or 15 tables there, it could have been gotten. The Red Lions ain't never been nowhere not had a table. We didn't want one there because we were not in support of the function nor the awards ball. But anybody that has anything to say I feel about a Red Lion having a table, we could have bought 15 tables and still not showed up. That's how Red Lions get down.
Nirvana, you can't come on the show and badger the callers.
Alexis.
You can't badger the callers.
I wasn't badgering him.
That was a question. That's a different than what you were doing, Nisi. That was a lot different than what you did.
Yeah, he didn't answer the question, so it wasn't badgering him at all. It was to whoever left the message.
Oh, okay. I was just letting the message.
And tell those girls that asked you that question, he's a latter motherfucking father. Okay? If anybody has any other motherfucking questions for him, hit me up, because I'll direct them to where the fuck they need to go.
Is he legendary, Father Kelly?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
Alexis, you shaking tables, Alexis?
Alexis,
you want to
shake
the table?
Break the leg and stand there, wait for the motherfuckers to come repair them. What's up?
She want to shake the whole door. I already knew this was going on. Was the fuck you laugh out loud. Baby, where do you want me to fucking direct you to, okay?
Nah, yes, sir, get that bitch.
Where do you want me to direct you to? Because my brother, because I always heard the children reading my former other son, Father Texas, about his foundation. But they said yours was really looking like the wax in his ham. Okay. Leave me alone.
I would like to welcome to the show
the newly crowned father of the House of Chanel, the newly crowned legend, country father Alanta Chanel is live on our airway.
Oh my God, hey nephew.
And that's
not
overall East Coast. Legendary.
Hey, Auntie Kelly.
What's going on, Mother?
I just want to shout out to all my haters. Let me finish, Kelly.
I need to know before he go into the ball and in the shade and everything, I need to know why was he tearing it down at the club on Saturday night.
I knew that was coming.
Well, because
you don't let the people trick you, don't do it.
No, she's not going to trick me. I mean, I'm a grown-ass man. I can speak with what the fuck I want to speak. No shade.
We had to tell your mother that, but she said, why not? She got it.
I mean, I'm just passionate because I don't argue back and forth about status or anything or whatever because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, I've done what I've done, and I don't have to prove shit to anybody. I have a trophy upstairs.
You.
I have a box full of trophies upstairs from state
Thank
to state.
You.
If anybody got any answers, I can take a picture of it and post it on Facebook.
Now,
Thank secondly, you. What happened at the club was a bitch wanted to get back and try and sneak me, and they got their blues. So, I mean, end of story. They took a ride down the country road, and that's what happened.
That's not the, end of the, not the end of the story. They said the story was y'all was fighting over that good that Dante. What's his name?
No, we wasn't fighting over that. What they got mad and upset was because me and Dante are cordial, and me and Dante are friends, and we spoke,
and they got upset. I mean, I can't help that, you know, that I'm friends with, you know, somebody I used to talk to. Like, that's not going to change. We're friends, and we're friends to the end. Like, we've had our ups and downs, but at the end of the day, that's still my homie, regardless of anything.
I know that's right.
You know that way, don't you?
Since I have you on the live, Country, can I ask you a couple of questions?
What's goody?
Okay. When I remember one time back, Lawrence, Ebony, ex Chanel, current Ebony, got into with another. Chanel, they were placed on probation. Does it happen as well to for these individuals to get into altercation, or is it just a one-sided story?
Wait, say that one more time, Uncle. I could barely hear you.
Being no longer in the house, Rodney.
Huh?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, no more needs to be said. Well, I need confirmation from a Chanel of the higher power and not from you,
Alexis.
Listen, we didn't figure out what fucking house is she PR'ing for. Is she PR'ing for the Revlons, the motherfucking Chanels, or the motherfucking Balenciagas? Like, what the fuck?
Well, Roddy, I'm going to tell you just like I tell Kelly. If you read the files that come across your desk, we will have these conversations.
Well, you know what? I didn't actually read any files. I was going just strictly off of these open air, so I won't feel like I'm revealing information that was in there because I haven't been on there. So this was just something that was out, and I was speaking in general. So I do apologize if that is the case. I just wanted to know. Sorry.
Rodney hasn't been in the office for a few days, so he don't know everything that comes across the desk.
Kelly, you know how it is to be friends with your ex, don't you?
Ooh.
Ooh.
No, I don't know.
We can take it a little deeper if you want to.
Maybe you can take it wherever you want to take it for, baby. I can deal with it.
Stop it, Five, all that carrier.
Honey, baby, let's go.
I know, Kelly, that's how me and Kelly get down.
I don't know, but I'm going to go to the Waffle House. I'm hungry.
Yes.
So a text message just came back in. It said, for a female film queen performance, what happened to Jasmine 007? They didn't see it last night.
Jasmine went off.
Jasmine won.
Jasmine ate it. No shade. Jasmine, what the fuck off? She got like.
I didn't see it.
I don't know what the fuck I stopped. The holiday threw me off, girl.
Kelly ain't did no advertising tonight, Divine.
Oh,
she sure did.
Yeah, she sure didn't hit me up, and
they
threw me off. I felt like it was a Sunday, girl.
Oh no, child, I was in the bed, honey. You know, I'm going through. Alexis knows what I'm going through, honey. I'm trying to get myself together for this weekend, honey. Baby, okay.
Oh,
everybody wants a piece of that COVID, honey.
Yes, they do. The coldest winter gonna be some teas, honey.
Yes, that's
gonna be. Vonna, are you en route?
I will be leaving in the morning.
Okay, Timmy will be here at 8:30, honey, to do the girls, honey.
Yeah, I definitely. You know, I'll be there all week. So I'll be there definitely.
Baby, yes, I spoke to him today when he got off of work, honey. He gets off of work at 7, and his ride is picking him up, and he will be here ready. Okay, so girls, get ready, honey, because baby, get ready, honey, because Miss Alexis is gonna look like something this weekend.
Miss Kelly, you know what? And I will give you all props to my stylist for 2012. This has looked like some all the fucking year. I'll give you all
the It's 1 o'clock.
Girl,
it's 1 o'clock.
I helped step up your motherly look this quarter.
Oh, really?
Competition. Huh?
Oh. Hold on, y'all. We got another caller, 818-578. I'm on the air.
I'm a woman.
I'm a real woman.
Oh, Lord. I know who that is. Hi, woman. A woman that won't speak back. Hi, woman. A woman that won't speak back.
Hi, honey.
Okay, you a man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're a motherfucking man.
Oh my God.
You a hard ass motherfucking man. You don't want to speak back, bitch.
Okay,
you're a strong ass fucking man.
We all talked about everything at this bar, but what we did not talk about was grand prize to my legendary sister herself, Brigany Ebony, for $1,500 for motherfucker.
Can you put me on hold, Kelly, please?
Excuse me?
Alexis can't comment on this category at all.
Why she can't comment?
No, she can't comment.
I want to hear what she got to say.
I just found out I have a ball coming up.
You got a ball coming up? Why you got a ball coming up?
I just found out.
Make the comments to me, because if you shake this motherfucking table, bitch, I'm going to shake it right the fuck back, Miss Thing. You remember what I saved to my computer the other day.
Let me just say this. I love Tregany down. To me, and this is just my personal opinion once again, the makeup was too much for me. And it didn't look like, I don't know if it was a makeup, but she looked like she had just got pumped again in her face. Me personally, that's not the Tregany that I'm used to seeing.
Boom. You know what? I wasn't there and I didn't see Tregany, but rumor has it, you're not the only person that felt that way. Someone else did.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
and there's no reason
they
because
said Tregany, they said she played in her face a little too much this season.
Yeah, she did. Or either she didn't let the swelling go down so you could get into the full tea. But not the Tregany.
My sister has not had anything done to her motherfucking face.
Well, baby, that paint, I'm going to say this. She was painted up like a $2 whore on the 31st trying to make her rent for the first. And it's no shade, Kelly. That is not the Tregany that I'm used to seeing.
And whatever.
Tregany is a beautiful, beautiful person. And when I saw her, I forgot what ball it was. I saw her not too long ago. Matter of fact, at the Chanel ball. She was just like breathtaking to me. And then I saw her, these pictures, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, whatever opinions that anybody have, she made her coins, okay?
And that's true. Okay. That's true. I'm just, you know, it's just not the person that I'm used to.
Who else walked?
Ain't nobody
else. I'm glad you said that, Divine. I hear the girls was outside with freshly painted mugs, no gowns on, and it was Russia trying to get inside to get ready for the category, and they ended up closing the category. Now, that's what I heard. I don't know how true it is.
They counted the category down from 30 to 1, trying to hold the category, and the girls still ain't have time to get their girdles and their dresses on and their heels on to get inside. Grand prize did every trick in the ebony.
So that was true, Kelly, about people trying to get ready for the category.
Yes.
Well, you know
okay.
what?
Okay.
Because everybody already know when you're coming to a ball, you know what you're coming to do. So if you come unprepared and you miss your category, may peace be with you.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I just don't.
You know what? I just don't understand. I just don't understand these girls sitting outside, driving from their house, sitting outside and want to get dressed outside of the parking lot. Why not get dressed at your house and just be sitting in the car waiting for them to call you and give you that go? Like, bitch, it's time. Let's go.
Because, honey, some of them girls, all them girdles and zoom zooms are wham-wham from tie-ups, honey. You sitting in the car, girl, they're going to look like a sweaty pig when they get out, honey, set up and all that shit.
You know what? Hold on. Let me tell y'all something. Since I am, hold on, Divine. Since I am overall legendary mother Alexis Snow, let me say this to you girls. I need y'all bitches to learn drug etiquette. I've seen so many pictures with coke in people's noses, coke sitting on their lip. All kind of shit. Y'all hoes don't know how to clean yourself up, you coke whores. Bitch, I've seen pictures on top of pictures with hoes just, they sitting there. How could you take a picture with somebody with coke in their nose?
Girl, their nose is numb, honey. They can't feel it.
Girl, y'all girls give the girls a bad name, honey. Y'all just look bad.
Judy's supposed to look at you and give you that desk off, like, wait a minute, girl, come here, let me hit that. See, that's not really their Judy mistake, okay? I'm going to tell you, let me tell you something, because you know I'm a real bitch. I'm a real bitch, and I get down mistake, okay? With me and my sister, we go on our little corner, we get our thing. I turn around, and after I finish, I say, sister, am I good? Sister, take it. She wipes. She say, you all right? Hey, sister, am I good? I wipe her. I say, be good. Let's go back to the crowd.
Right, girl. I saw that in the movie with that Megan Goods movie, girl. Who seen that movie when she was in there with her girlfriend? They were in the bathroom. Am I good, girl? You good? Okay, we good? Let's go.
Bitch, these girls don't do that, Miss Day. They just go, Miss Day, and then they have the nerve to take pictures, Miss Day, and get caught out of their pictures, Miss Day. And then you want to get mad, Miss Day, because somebody posts your picture up someplace, Miss Day. Girl, you can't get mad at them, girl. You should have cleaned, you should have checked yourself.
Right. And then you got the nerve to be upset with the girls, honey, after you look at yourself, honey, looking all like somebody hit you with a bag of flour.
Baby, hold on. Hold on, we got a call. 803-727, your line on the air. 803-727, your line on the air.
You live on the motherfucking air.
Hello? Okay, child, how they going, honey?
See, she didn't check her nose, honey. She all fucked that bitch in her bag and said on the phone.
Ain't nobody got time. Well, I want to let y'all know, if anybody's coming in town and y'all coming in town on Thursday or y'all coming in town early Friday morning and you never been to a Kiki Ball before and you would like to participate in a Kiki Ball, Aisha with the all different organizations, they're having the HMI Awards Ball. It's going to be held in Harlem, 135th Street in Lenox Avenue. You can take the 2 or 3 train right there and come upstairs. And it's going to be in the Schaumburg Library on 135th Street. So if you've never been to Kiki Ball and you're in town and you want to go, and I think the ball starts about 4 or 5 o'clock, definitely come out and support the Kiki girls. It's definitely going to be a show-stopping performance, honey.
Kelly, are we falling through?
Yes, I'm definitely falling through, honey. And then I want to have a little BBQs afterwards, honey.
Yeah, we can definitely do that.
Yes, because Tiff will be in town on Thursday, so we can all go out to BBQs and have a big girls brunch.
Yes, no shade.
So, yes, definitely.
I thought Tiffany was coming to a Saturday.
No, Tiffany will be here on Thursday.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll be here on Thursday. So we could definitely do that, honey, and, you know, and then on Saturday, it's the coldest winter ever ball. The doors open up at 9 o'clock. Legends, Statements, and Stars is at 10 o'clock. Legends, Statements, and Stars is only a half an hour long. After Legends, Statements, and Stars, the first category will be called at 10:30. This ball will wait for no one. 9 o'clock, they will be having a red carpet outside with my legendary sister, Miss Alexis Snow, you already know. And I think with Miss Vicky Nadi and some other person.
What?
Kelly, stop it. Yeah, it'll be the coldest.
Kelly, did you call my grandchild Vicky Nadi?
I thought I said Vicky Gotti. But they're gonna be doing the red. They're gonna be doing the red carpet downstairs and doing interviews at 9 o'clock. So definitely be there if you definitely want to be interviewed, and definitely be on the red carpet to be on YouTube. Mistake, please come dressed to impress Mistake. This is going to be a function of no other functions. Mistake. So girls, definitely be out there, honey, and the judges will be called.
If you're gonna get snowed in, honey, if you're gonna get snowed in, defrost your nostrils and make sure you fucking plow your top lip.
The judges will be called out at 10:30, and then right after that, the first five categories will be called. After the first five categories, they will be doing Grand March, and they'll go back into doing the categories. The ball is over at 4 p.m. sharp. There will be no overtime. There will be no extra time or any of that. If anybody, to all leaders out there in your house, it is no ifs, ands, but about it, Miss Thing. If anybody in your house get into any altercation, your whole house will be asked to leave the ball. Your whole house will be asked to leave the ball. Your whole house will be escorted out of the ball. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's not going to be no talking. That person going to leave. The whole house will be escorted out the building for that night. And then after that, all the girls will definitely... All the girls will definitely be going to Pasha right after that.
No, girl, we're going to Alan Greer, not Pasha.
To Alan Greer right after that, Mistake.
Right.
Girls is going to party from 4 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon. And if you're a fat bitch, Mistake, you don't want to go home and just have a session, Mistake, you could definitely go to the greenhouse, and they have after hours from 1 until 6, Mistake, and, you know, and then the Rumble's the next day, and then the holiday party is the day after that.
Yes, baby. I will be at Allegria, honey. I'm getting snowed in with all the girls, so be ready.
Okay.
Yeah,
hold on. We got a private caller. Private caller, you're live over here.
Look at him. You know, back when I was a young gal and doing that dope or whatever, you know, I wouldn't have no appetite. I want to know what kind of new shit y'all doing that make y'all still eat. And y'all need some of that dope that Vicky Nadi do, because she don't look like she
eats. I cannot.
Oh, God. I'm dead. I just died, Mister. Somebody hit me up, and they want to know what is going on with Lawrence from the Atlanta House.
Kelly?
What?
Put me back on hold. Nah, no, bitch. Hell no, bitch. I ain't having that. Don't put it on hold, Kelly.
Come on,
let's
just
come through. Check the table.
Kelly.
Yes?
I don't know what's going on. But Lawrence actually looked nice at the ball from the picture I saw. But I saw a picture in that ballroom, official ballroom radio show group. And I don't know if they was, like, trying to show a knot or something in Lawrence's neck. The picture looks like they took a picture on the TV screen, so it's not really clear. So, basically, but I don't know what they was looking at, but, baby, they was reading for pills.
I cannot, and I will not talk about this debauchery.
But she looked nice at the ball.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Congratulations.
We all got opinions. We all got opinions.
So y'all, girls.
What's your opinion?
To the girls in the chat room, I'm not going to be hosting.
Girl don't want to shake the table.
No,
No, ma'am.
Girls in the chat room, I won't be hosting the red carpet. They have Alexis, Vicky Gotti, and somebody else that's going to be hosting the red carpet.
Jacob.
I'll be there in time for LSS, and I'll be doing interviews out doing the ball, and I'll be doing the aftermath. I will definitely be on camera that night. I have to wait. I can't do the red carpet because I have, like, it's like five people getting their face done at my house, and everybody else has to get their face done first, and I'll be the last person to get my face done, so I'll be there after.
Yeah, they're gonna have to lay her concrete first and then come back and chisel it.
I want to know what she looked like to you.
I'm not playing with you, Devon. Alexis,
I'm not playing with her either. No, ma'am.
I'm playing with you, Alexis.
Listen,
Devon.
It's not that, girl. This is boss talk. Let's talk, honey.
Alexis, legendary knot, aka 842, is at you in this room, Miss Say.
Girl, shit, you know what her name is, right? Okay, right, no questions asked. Listen,
Miss
Say,
make Alexis a good fit to do the red carpet.
Okay, then, thank you. Anyway,
y'all upsetting me tonight, honey.
Listen, hold on, Divine, before you start. Let me say
y'all
something. Let me say
hide
something.
Up under the table instead of shaking
this
it, girl. Hide under the table.
Big shout out to Keisha Chanel. Let me tell y'all, Miss Keisha, when she walks best dressed, she gives you everything you ever motherfucking wanted. And once again, she looked very motherfucking over this past weekend at the ball. She was sitting, no shade. Congratulations, Keisha.
Yes, congratulations, Keisha. Now back to this other girl. What does she look like?
and congratulations. Congratulations to the Auger girl who won from North Carolina. She's cunt. She's cunt, honey.
Congratulations, Auger. Now stop hiding under this table.
Alexis.
Huh?
What category?
I think she walked Femme Queen Realness.
Congratulations to Jada Milan for winning Femme Queen Realness. What's next?
Oh, shit. Well,
oh, girl.
if she did, when she looked
you
really good.
She did wake up the building, though, because when she hit the, when I was in the back, but when she walked up on the stage, the whole crowd was like, you know, like, wow, like, whoom. So, yeah, she definitely.
I can't believe that you went out, you want to say what this thing looked like to you, but you want to say what this other girl looked like. This is some tease, honey.
It's no shade, Miss Girl. Somebody just sent me a message, and they said that she looks like a fucking walking corpse.
Ooh. Well, what do y'all think she looked like? Y'all was there.
I don't know.
Yeah, girl, give me the dirt.
I concur.
Yes, you can. You just did.
I concur.
Okay. Alexis, what you think, girl? Shake it.
Devonna says she concurs.
Yeah.
Did you just agree with that lady looking like a walking corpse?
Yes, she did. What's your opinion, girl?
I concur.
I mean, she looked nice at the ball this weekend.
Okay.
She looked nice at the ball this weekend.
And that's what she looked like a spooky noob.
That's catty. Oh, y'all selective with the girls y'all
want to
go after. That's catty, honey.
You're going to
give an opinion.
No, I mean, Devon, listen. I couldn't see the picture. I didn't get to see the whole episode of Real Housewives
this
weekend.
Shit again. Yeah, Hold on, Devon. Wait a minute.
Can I get a glass of wine, please?
Alexis is a fake bitch. Me and Alexis were sitting on this phone. We were sitting on this phone.
Vada, I have a ball coming up. Please stop.
Vada, you gonna get her?
I'm gonna start cutting. You cut off.
Vada, you gonna get her? Vada, you gonna get her kicked out before she gets in?
Kelly, you get this key girl with the selective process, honey. Buddy.
Vonda gonna get her. Vonda gonna get her kicked out before she get put in.
I'm sorry, I'm shut up.
Girl, well, it's, everybody got opinions. They like assholes, like they say. Girl, what's good?
Let's say. Oh, hold
girl,
on.
Whoever this is, whatever house this is, got you in pure check. I have never known you to be in such a. Oh, okay.
All right. 832-23, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, J-Rod.
Hey,
what's
J-Rod.
Going on? Right?
We good
what's
with bitches being honest.
What happened?
They were talking about Ms. Lawrence. They were talking about Ms. Lawrence from Atlanta Housewives.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm not talking about that. No, I was calling because before I forget, I had three things. First of all, congratulations to Lovely. For her win, and Amaya, what was that word you just used? You're not going to be a part of this, what?
Huh?
When they was talking about Lawrence, you said, I'm not going to be a part of this, what?
I didn't say I'm going to be a part of this, I said, I concur.
Oh, I thought you said something like debauchery or something. I was like,
okay. Oh, yeah,
okay,
debauchery. Oh, yeah, I did say that. I'm not going to be a part of this debauchery. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
debauchery.
Yes. I'm trying to write that word down. Anyway, what I was calling for is because I heard something earlier when they were talking about Africa, and I remember this very clearly because I had raised a big ruckus September 1st and 2nd. I will never forget that day because that's the day that I almost died from dehydration and about to pass out from, you know, overheat exhaustion. She said that she didn't get it because they said big girl realness was not with only the Butch Queens. But as I look at this event page on Facebook, it says Butch Queen in drag. Then it had Butch Queen in drag realness. Then it had big girl realness up under Butch Queen in drag. So that means that she got cheated. If that's why they didn't give it to her. And I'm just...
Saying
yeah, it's right
here. Of course, my
sister
got cheated. We not, but she
paid up. I'm just saying it's right here on the event page. They never get erased. It says, Butch Queen and Drag has got face, performance, runway, head to toe overness, realness, and big girl realness under Butch Queen and Drag. So I'm just saying the way that Atlanta is doing, when people are sitting and looking back and coming up in the ballroom, when we look from the outside looking in, that makes people not want to come there and just keep, you know, going to those East Coast up north and staying in the South because that looks shady to me. So, but then again, who cares? That's all I wanted to say. Y'all have a good night.
You too.
Oh.
Oh. Design is kicked. Oh. 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 She is keying my whole song.
Okay,
yes, ma'am. That bitch gonna say, ooh.
What I do?
That bitch gonna say,
ooh.
I cannot.
Alexis.
Yes, you can. Come through. Girl, yeah, these girls are the kids.
Let them real girl come through.
Like this.
That's not right, honey. I don't like when they, girl, if you want the Kool-Aid to taste sweet, you got to stir it and get the sugar off the bottom of the fucking pitcher. Let's get it.
Alexis.
Alexis, by calling you.
Rodney, did you watch this weekend, Rodney?
Yes, I will.
I saw you. You
look
good in that. You
look good
in that, too.
Thank you very much.
Hold on, y'all. We got another caller. 803-747. You're live on the air.
You getting much of this?
803-747. You're live on the air.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, baby. What's up? Yeah, we can hear
not
you, baby.
Much.
What's up?
Nothing much.
Okay, baby, you live on the air. What's the deal?
Hey, people. I was just calling and say the divine. You are very cute.
What's up?
Oh, thank you.
And
Did you try to hook up with her?
And you are very beautiful.
Ow!
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. And you guys have a nice night.
Thank you. The next caller is 347-301, you're live on the air. Oh, that's Alexis. Alexis, you back on the air.
Okay, somebody was calling me.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, Alexis, we're not going to let you be on the air unless you're going to be keeping 100, girl, tonight.
Listen. I'm just saying, girl.
I'm just saying.
She must be nice at the ball.
Alexis.
Yes.
What'd you say, Alexis? Girl, you can't be on here unless you're going to keep it 100, girl.
Alexis' phone keep dropping.
Oh, girl.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, where is Vana from?
Vana, they want to know where you from.
I'm sorry.
Where are you from?
I'm originally from Detroit. I now live in Ohio.
Oh, shit.
Yuck.
Okay, now who is that calling me? I'm sorry, y'all.
Hold on, wait one second, Alexis. Any more questions?
No. He said fucking yuck and hung up the phone.
He should have. It should be yuck to your mother. And the only thing you have to do, I'm at almost every bar everywhere. If you ever want to say yuck, why don't you go ahead and tap her on her shoulder and say yuck in her face, and I promise you the results won't be the same.
Who? What happened? What happened?
Whatever this private caller is, girl, y'all know my temper can't take much, girl. Yes, girl, you can't whoop me. I bet you that.
Girl, what did we... Listen,
I
could...
Don't be mad at you. Oh,
he came on...
Alexis,
he came on the phone, and he said, Vana, where are you from? And she said, I live in Ohio. I'm originally from Detroit. But I live in Ohio, and he said, yuck.
Bitch, I have never, bitch.
I mean, who all is on the line? Because somebody keep calling me.
Yeah, it is somebody.
Rodney, Marcus, Vana, Divine, and yourself.
Marcus, is that you calling me?
Oh, no. Yeah.
No, what's the call? I've not heard the call here.
Yeah, somebody was calling her.
Nicole is around.
Nicole
is around. She was.
Bro, why are you so quiet tonight, Nicole?
Nicole, she's here. I know she's here, honey.
That was Nicole calling me?
No. Nicole
Bro,
Icon.
Hold on. Who is that just there? Somebody put the phone down. Who's that?
Look at Dante. I'm about to mess with you, Dante. You watch it too.
That was you, Marcus?
Yeah.
Who is this?
This Marcus.
Oh, good. Was you calling me?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
You're back.
Look at him. Whoever having phone sex in the background need to stop this fucking with my hat. Somebody, mama, in the back.
Wait a minute. Grandma Sarah, what they doing?
I thought I was going crazy for a second. I just keep hearing some mumbling in the background. Sounds like they having phone sex or something.
They having phone sex, Grandma Sella. They need to stop. They need to stop that shit.
Yeah, they fucking with my mom. I'm going to need some of that dope that y'all got shit.
Baby, if you get some of that dope that the girls got, Grandma, you might die.
Baby... Kelly, when I tell... Never mind.
Wait, hold on. Private caller, too. You're live
girl,
over there.
Girl, Jamaican to Grandma.
Hello. Yes, is Ivana still taking her tripler?
Oh, shit. Vana, is that your door tonight, Vana? Vana?
Hello?
Vana, are you there?
Yes, I had put
down
the phone, but I'm back. What's up?
Sister, call, hold on. Sister, they just called to ask you a question. Caller, can you repeat the question, please?
Yes, I said, is Ivana still taking her a triple up?
Am I doing what?
Oh.
You said Ivana still taking her what, baby? Talk to your real voice, baby. Let's talk up. Come on, baby. Come on. What's up? Are you still taking your triple up? First of all, baby, wrong girl, wrong read. If you want to read about something, I don't mind taking a read. Read on facts and facts only. One thing she is she's over 30 and she's very healthy. So if you want to read me, it's a lot of things to read me on, but that won't be one of them. Next.
Is Ivana still getting kicked out of her apartments left and right in Cleveland?
Alexis, were you just not at my home?
Yes, I was, sis.
Oh, okay, thank you. Next question.
Yes, Alexis was just at your new home, the one after you just got kicked out on the west side. Now you're living downtown.
I live in downtown Cleveland. I lived on the west side of Cleveland for over 6-7 months. I moved out of my apartment because a son of my roommate went to jail, and I didn't want to pay the high rent. So I chose to downgrade and move and live in a cheaper place so that I can live up in my means and not above my means. Anything else you want to say?
Are you still using your rent money towards coke and paying your rent with credit card numbers?
All the drugs I do, I can afford to pay for them, and I've never had to pay. I don't pay rent with credit cards. I pay my rent with cash and money orders. Next question.
Are you still dating porn stars and getting fucked in the butt raw?
Yes, I do date porn stars. That's really funny. I'm a femme queen. I can be between I want. And one thing you should know about me is that I don't get fucked. Next question.
Ivana is definitely initiating you into the show.
Hold on. We have another caller.
See, I'm trying to teach the girls, but they're not listening. You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. The rest of the people think me, I'm a bad girl. You ain't wanna be all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, you come to the queen, can take me. If you
wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl.
Oh my God. I've never been a bashful bitch.
What the fuck is going on?
They attacking Vaughn tonight, honey.
Last week it
was Alexis with the private callers. This week is Vaughn. I guess I'll be next.
They can't take me. They can't take me. Let me tell you something. The one thing about Vaughn, she's a very bold bitch. I speak my mind, bitch, and I say what I want to say. I don't have to have a phone or a fake voice, bitch, and I can always dish my own dirt, Miss Thing. I say everything I want to, I do everything I want to, and I pay for it on my own. Those girls can suck my ass, bitch. And go ahead, because obviously if you was a bad enough bitch and you felt like you knew this much tea, you should have slapped me when you saw me at a bar somewhere. Obviously you're not a bad bitch, you should have called on a radio show.
No, that's Jason, bitch. I guess next week it'll be me, Rodney, or Devon next week with the private phone.
Oh, no, please. I don't want none.
Okay, hold on, Jason. Stay right there. Private caller, you're live on the air.
That's south.
Can Ivana name 5 major balls she has walked before becoming his mother?
I'm sorry, go ahead. Say that one more time.
Can Ivana name 5 major balls she has walked before coming Mother Revlon?
Yes, I can name 5. I also can name all the houses that I've been in. It's a difference now. First of all, anybody that knows me knows that I have been locked up. I was locked up for 2 years in prison. So, no, have I walked one ball since I've been home? I don't have to walk a ball, and I'm still mother. That's the difference.
What 5 major balls have you won since you've been out of
queen.
Prison?
To tell your little girlfriends, I know who this is, girl, and when I get a hold of you, bitch, you're going to gag that you're on this radio show. Please understand that I now know who you are, queen, so I'm not going to keep arguing. Next.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Vaughn.
Yes.
Somebody said that's what her name is, Vengeance?
Who?
Vengeance?
His voice is not like that, though. He don't be in a fake voice.
Yo, Vision ain't like that. Anything he got to say, bitch, he come say it in his voice.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what somebody just said in our inbox.
No, it's not. I know exactly who it is. It's one of the naughty queens in my city, girl, that's filling it because they can't speak it, and, girl, because I'm that kind of bitch. That's what it is. It's not nobody but one of those old naughty girls in my city.
Well, your back private caller if it's the same private caller. Private caller, you're live over there.
I have a question for Maya.
Yes, it's she.
Why are you so hard?
Why is your mother hard?
That's no shit. Like, you are a man.
1215 West 10th Street, apartment 806, Cleveland, Ohio, 44113. Come ask me.
You want to fight like we're in jail.
Because I can't fight. That's the difference. Because I can fight. That's the difference.
You should want to be a lady.
I am a lady. But I wasn't a lady when I fucked you, though. That's probably why you're so upset.
Oh, that's a shame.
Oh, poor baby. Yeah, you're one of the girls that I fucked. Happy holidays.
I heard your dick had a cauliflower tip.
You would know if you sucked it.
Enjoy your lady. Flamingo
breath. And I am a lady. My breasts are soft. My body is soft. Bitch, and everywhere I go is ma'am, she, and her, including the least that I find that says female. Next.
With a pink ribbon on a pat bus.
Mistake, it's like three different people over there. They keep passing their
totally. Yeah, I do, girl. They are trying to wear me out, Mistake, but I think this is so funny because if I'm such this naughty person or I'm such not relevant, you took all of your time to call in to talk about me.
I hate your ass.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you do. Join the grab a dollar, bitch. There's a whole lot of people that hate me.
Bitch, you got two wigs you wear to every ball.
You said I do what?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Next.
Okay, thank you, private caller. We got another caller. Martez, you're back on the line.
Yes, Tanisha. Thank you. Somebody said that.
You're back on the line.
Yeah, I was off for a minute. Somebody called me and was like, Alexis was talking about Lauren. It was like poof, be gone.
No, Alexis was not talking about Lauren. See, that's why I didn't want to say nothing. You see that, Divine? That's why I didn't want to say nothing. I didn't even say nothing.
Oh, I was on the phone.
Oh, girl. So what?
Was somebody calling to check us about something that we said?
I got a ball coming up, y'all.
Oh, I don't.
Open this picture.
Okay. Thank you, Montez. If you got anything else to say, can you please press 1? Private caller, you're back on the air.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, did anybody come out as Godmother Chanel last night?
Godmother who?
Chanel.
I don't recall seeing that. No, I don't think so.
Who was Godmother Chanel?
Did anybody come out as Godmother Chanel last night?
No.
Not
I know her from the sounds of it, you got the tea. Who is it?
Well, I thought Godmother Chanel was the legendary Pony.
She wasn't at the ball.
I thought she was at the ball, Ronnie.
Was she?
Yeah. Hold on, we can find out. Father of all fathers, Junior. Was Pony Godmother Chanel last night? Because I know you listening.
Country, right. You live on the air.
He said no, she was not.
Okay, and I have another question. Can Ivana name all the other years she has got before becoming mother of an iconic house?
Which one? Which iconic house? I've been more than one time.
Okay, can you please name your other years and 5 major balls you have won? I mean, you should be able to just say it with the snap of a finger.
I can't say it with the snap of a finger. I've been to the female figure runway of the year in more than one place.
Okay, can you please name the 5 major balls you've won?
I'm actually the current of the year in Pittsburgh,
And I'm also in the running once again, like I was last year. Also in the running again this year in my own region. Next.
Nobody goes to Pittsburgh, baby.
Whatever you say. Whatever
ain't
you
no
say. You asked me a question. You asked me a question. You asked me a question. I gave you an answer.
Okay, have you would name five major balls? Well, actually, name one major ball you have walked in one since becoming Mother Revlon or before you became Mother Revlon. You
I
have been
walked,
out of jail
I,
for 3 to 4 years now.
I have walked one ball as Mother Revlon, and that was here in my own city. And I beat a Mizrahi, and a Blahnik beat me.
Okay, so are you going to walk in New York since you're Mother Revlon?
I definitely am walking in New York. I definitely am.
Well, please don't waste your time because it's going to be a trap.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I live for this. Y'all, this is a key key to me.
This
is a key key.
Late. You look late. You do a lot of coke. You can't pay your rent. And you're one bottom with crumbs all over your asshole and crumbs all over your cake. You are a chop. Good night.
You are right. You are right.
Oh, my God. We got a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hi, yeah. Speaking of crumbs and coke, I got a question for the legendary Alexis Couture. Can you name one major ball? Can you name one major ball that you walked in one?
One major ball that I walked in one? I won the Capitol Awards ball before. I've won many balls here in Atlanta, Georgia.
What year, please?
I haven't walked the ball. Oh, as a matter of fact, in 2010, when I came home from jail, me and the rest of my house members, we won the D-up ball in North Carolina, and I have not walked the ball since then. Next question.
Yes, I got a question for Mother Revlon.
Yes.
Do you see Alexa's legendary status? Oh,
I'm sure not.
Question for the father of all fathers,
Tony
Revlon. Is he on the line?
No, he's not on the line anymore, love.
No, my father's not on the line.
The son of all fathers.
Can you text him and ask him, do you see Alexis's legendary status, please? Thank you.
Caller.
Hold on. They are chewing it back to back. Hey, hold on, because now the other one, Miss Thang, Favada, is now on the airwaves, too, Miss Thang. They both on the airwaves. The one that's coming out of Alexis. The one that's coming out of Varda.
Let Rodney say what he got to say. Go ahead, Uncle.
For what Alexis was deemed legendary for, we definitely all see it.
Thank
I'm
you.
The only one.
I'm a private caller. You're live on the air.
Hey, baby,
hey,
what's up?
I have a question for Rodney.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it's not a raid because Rodney does deserve his icon status. He's not like a late ass Mother Revlon who doesn't walk and win. So Rodney, I do have a question for you. Hello, is Rodney there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, I have a question. Earlier when Tony Revlon was on the phone, he had made a statement how the icons are the top of the top. I was always under the impression that the pioneers are at the top, then comes the icons, then comes the legends. Can you please explain that to me?
No, icon is icons. Whether, you know, they all are the top of the totem pole as far as status given out, but pioneers just been doing it for a longer time or are veteran icons or are the ones that really were the staples for what the statuses were about and the, you know, makers and the shakers and the breakers of the ballroom scene. Icon is icon, which is mean like top of the status, but pioneers are still icons. Pioneers are icons, just older, more seasoned walkers that have been doing it for a longer time, as opposed to me being a young icon, a new icon that's been doing it for a while, but still not as long as a Tony or a Stewart like that.
Okay, now I do have another question. Since you and Kelly keep it real, and I'm going to ask you guys this question, I really want you guys to keep it real with me, okay?
Yes.
Do you know, can you guys name any bars that you have actually seen Mother Ivana walk and turn, or do you even know of her turning any function?
Well,
when you talk, all I hear is ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
Sometimes when people get things, it's not about walking the ball. It's about the maturity level, about what you can bring to the house. It's about the advice. It's about the support. It's about the maturity of that individual, not just about the ball walking that an individual does.
Okay, so can you please explain to me what maturity that man, Ivana, has?
Okay. I'm gonna answer it like this. If my father placed her, and he's probably the only one that can give out titles as far as the mother and the father position, if he entrusted her to be mother of his house, then she must be doing something right. And the icon, father of all fathers, is in order to give her that position. So I'm not the one to question.
Right. I got a question for the legendary Alexis Baked Mac and Cheese Couture.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. Carla, what was the name again? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Legendary Alexis Baked Mac and Cheese Couture.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to know what are you legendary for again?
It doesn't matter what I'm legendary for, bitch. I'm legendary.
I just need an answer to the question, mac and cheese. I just need an answer to the question.
Wait, hold on. Mistake, I'm gagging right now, Mistake, because the phone lines have lit up with so many private callers. Y'all two private callers is going at Alexis Ivana. Y'all stay right there. Four private callers. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I'm hanging up before they attack me.
Private caller, you live on the air.
No.
Yes, Grandma.
Well, look at here. You know my son, who think he a woman. He told me to call back in here because he wants to know who was the child that got locked up in Atlanta for craft in a room and that.
Oh, somebody got locked in Atlanta for craft in a room this weekend?
Yeah. It's all in that y'all could probably tell the people who that was.
Alexis?
Well, I don't know.
Alexis, you know, babe.
It sounds like you know. Stop lying. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, I think I might know Betsy.
Well, what's the day?
Give it to her.
Betsy might just be that one the Lord child. I don't know what her name was. The one that's out there doing a lot of snitching.
Oh?
Alexis, can you confirm?
Whose number is 310-598-8350?
Well, that's the L.A. number.
Oh, wait, hold on. So they said I need to clear the phone lines. Hold on.
Hang up on me, baby. Put me back on
you. Hang up on you. I'm about to clear the phone lines. So they said I need to hang up because some people trying to call it. So, girls, sorry. I'm sorry I have to clear some of you girls off the line, but I'm clearing it. I cleared the line some, so tell them to call in. Okay?
Mama,
other fella, stay right there. We got another private caller. Let's see what this private caller got to say. Private caller?
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, this is for Father Amaya Revlon.
Oh, shit. Okay, now we got...
Hold on. Wait.
We got two private callers for Amaya. We got
hold
one...
Hold on. Wait, Kelly. Did this say Father Amaya Revlon?
Yes.
I'm done.
Go ahead.
Hello. Mm-hmm. I just want to know what the Buddha, Tony Revlon, did thinking about making you mother. You got man packs?
Well, hold on. Let me say this. After listening to what Rodney said, Tony is father of all fathers, so we can't actually say anything about the decision he made because he knows what's best for the house. But I will say this. That position won't last long. Once Tony sees how much
I mean, if
his
body builder realness, I mean, I'm trying to figure out what's pink.
What's the house?
That bitch
what's
just
that?
Say Amaya is bodybuilder realness.
let me explain one thing to you. Okay, first of all, man chest never. It's silicone. That's first of all. Second of all, bitch, whatever position I played in, I do it very motherfucking well. Whether it's on the floor or whether it's in the bank, I do it.
Number
very
two, we
however anybody feels about my position, it's been here this long. I ain't going nowhere. And if you don't like it, again, you don't have to talk to me on the radio about it. You can make this a public statement out at any ball or any bar. Only thing you have to do is sit on the phone with your fake voices and say what you want to say and think that it's affecting anybody.
Right.
You can get a laugh.
I have another question for Father Amaya, please.
I'm right here. The overall Midwest mother is here. Go ahead.
And what about this new mother you got with the fade?
You said what?
With the haircut. This thing with the haircut.
You talking about Mother Barbie Revlon, okay, uh-huh.
Well, that's two men from other positions. I'm just trying to get out
You said what?
Didn't your bitches just get out virgin?
Did she just get out a virgin? How she just get out a virgin and she sit legend?
Oh, my God, my head hurt.
Because she's a bad body intimidated by you bitches.
She's a legend. She continuously walks and she wins. She's good in her region and she gives at what she does. What's the next question?
Okay, okay, that's a private caller for Alexis. Go ahead, love.
I have a question for the fat troll Jason Bridge.
Jason,
I went to get something to drink. What happened?
The question I have is, what gives you the right to read anybody, especially John Neese, when you look the way you look with that bald head?
Okay, my bald head is by choice. I can read whoever I want because all my
body?
Teeth are white. Wait, you ask the question and let me answer you. What gives me the right because
ma'am.
I'm what gives me the right because I'm a human and I have the right to say whatever I want. Now, what gives that man the right to look like that?
I don't know, but speaking of men, I got a question for the legendary Alexis Baked Mac and Cheese Couture.
Alexis call just dropped. We got to wait for her to call back in. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll hold. Thank you, bro. Charlie, I got a question for you.
Alexis could be more like a Buick. Hello, I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, does anybody know that a Lawrence Ney that is just doing all the telling down there in Atlanta and still has to go to prison?
Oh, shit.
Miss Stang, girl, y'all will not talk about that motherfucking Vogue fam. Alexis, you back on the air.
Okay.
Miss Stang, girl. Miss Stang, they trying it now, Alexis.
What they say? I missed it. What happened?
Charlie,
I have a question for you, Charlie.
Yes.
How do you feel about the legendary Alexis Big Mac and Cheese Couture being more vocal in the gag show room than she is in the official ballroom?
Baby, that's her room.
No, she's talking about Janice's group.
Oh, and I don't know. I'm not in Janice's room, so I don't know. But you know when you got so much negativity and smothering and all types of things going on, and people, you know, after 12 o'clock it goes to dark and mistake, the girls will entertain that a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Grandmama, you got anything to say?
Oh no, baby, I was just sitting over here listening.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
baby, y'all girls, these private callers tonight, Miss Thing, y'all are cutting up, honey.
Can somebody please tell me the name of the allure child? I'm still waiting.
Is it Bam Allure?
Yeah.
Hello.
Mister, y'all
are really scared to say Bam Aloha.
Okay.
Oh, that who went to jail in Atlanta?
No, they said that he's awaiting trial to be sentenced, mistake, for killing the girls in Atlanta.
Are you serious?
Alexa, stop acting like you don't know.
No, I didn't know about that. Oh,
well.
Alexis, it was posted.
He used to be I know, Kelly. I know, but I didn't know he was charged with anything. Disorderly conduct by an HIV person. That's what he's charged with? Hello.
Oh,
wait, Alexis. Is this the one that used to be a Chanel?
He used to be a Mizrahi. They said he on trial and facing 10 years.
Mizrahi, Alain, Blahnik.
Wait, hold on, Rodney.
What does he walk?
He walks Vogue Femmes. Kelly, he's waiting trial for disorderly conduct?
Yes, he's facing 10 years if he gets sentenced.
Oh, my God. I did not know that. I remember the pictures that came out. But I didn't know he was. Wow.
Child, that's a mess, Miss A. These girls need to stop it. Stop it, five. Baby,
well, that's three hots in a cot and some free medical care.
10 years is a long time for anybody to be in. Okay, well, I'm going to place all our private callers on hold. Don't hang up the phone, private callers, or anybody that's on the phone line. We got 4 minutes and 56 seconds, and the show will go into record mode. So do not hang up the phone if y'all still want to be a part of the show for the next hour. But I'm going to place y'all back on hold. Anytime that y'all want to say anything or y'all want to feel free to come and attack Ivana, Alexis again, just press.
Thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Fucking bitch.
What? Mistake, they was at y'all tonight, Mistake girl. I know next week is going to be me and Rodney and Devon probably next week, bitch. They was at the girls.
You know what, Kelly? And I think it's so funny because you at the girls, and now I really understand what you mean. You at the girls on a fake voice under these little fake guys, isn't it? Thing. But then when it comes to the face value, the girls be kissing your ass all in your face and trying to get life off of a bitch. So, girl, you can keep going on here, bitch. You're the girl making me more relevant, bitch. Keep doing what you do, bitch. I live.
I know that
well,
right.
And well, thanks for recognizing me for my macaroni and cheese. Thanks.
Please don't come get me. Y'all had all that time I was gone, and I heard you had a field day, so I'm sure you've had enough of me. And besides, honey, you already know my rebuttals are very, very nasty, so just be careful.
Put this on tread lightly, sis.
Honey, please.
Please tread lightly, honey. Oh, my
very.
God. I can't wait. I'm so excited about this weekend.
Me too, Kelly. I'm ready for it to be over with. No shade.
I ain't ready for it to be over with, Mistake. I'm ready to get my photo shoot on.
I'm ready for it to get started.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I'm ready for, sis.
You ready to what?
I'm ready to start the shoot.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready for the function to come and us to have a good time at the function and for me to come back around the corner, bitch, and change and fit on my sweatsuit and my flat little thigh high boot and this thing, honey. It's a posh.
Girl, we going to Alegria.
It's all the same thing, girl, child. Please, Mistake. Alegria, posh, and Mistake. It's all the same thing, honey. We're going to all do the same motherfucking thing, okay? We're going to party like motherfucking rock stars, honey. I'm dancing to the break of dawn.
Girl, Kelly, we might have to leave you, girl. You got to do aftermaths and stuff. You don't know how to shut the fuck up.
Okay, well, you can leave with the boys, and you and Vonna can leave with the boys and come around the corner, and y'all can put on, y'all can change y'all clothes, and by the time y'all two wobble around the corner, Miss Sang, and walk. And by the time y'all wobble around the corner and walk up to the third floor, Miss Thing, and you sit down and have a glass of something to drink before you change your clothes, Miss Thing, I'll be all finished doing my aftermath and came around the corner, bitch, and I'll be ready to change. I mean, my shit gonna already be laid out anyway.
But don't think that me and her gonna be the only ones wobbling, Miss Thing. Don't think that you just walking straight around the corner.
You know she
around the corner.
Sis, you know she military. You know that nigga, she... She real straight in the line.
Baby, you know, I had to around the corner quick, honey. Baby, you put my address in for the ball, bitch, and it tells you you're actually 1 minute away.
Oh, girl, I love this. You see this shit Sinead Jenkins put up, and these bitches don't think we don't know who Sinead Jenkins is, girl. You can enjoy yourself, honey. They got this picture up of Serena. That's fine. Serena's got body. I don't care. That doesn't bother me, sweetie. And she's coy. No, Sinead.
Did they put a picture up of you, Devine?
No, they put a picture up of Serena Williams going left, talking about, oh, my goodness, Devine, oh, my goodness. Well, that don't bother me.
And Miss Devine plays tennis, too, Miss Inga. She plays doll. Okay.
Right. Serena got coin, bitch. She's wearing the girls out.
And she got a fat man, too.
The kick you is, you wouldn't want to insult me or her to face-to-face, so let's just leave it at that, Shanae, or Shanono, or whatever you want to call yourself.
It's this Shanono. I can't.
Shanono, Artie. Shanono, no.
Okay.
Make sure I give, because I'm on punishment, give a shout out to Hassan 007 for winning.
Ooh.
Alexis, that was so vulgar.
Because he been at me all weekend, honey, and I'm just going to attack him every chance I get. Well, he ain't been at me. He just been at, you know, one of mine.
Oh, he's been at country.
No.
Oh, Camden.
Kelly, stay out of my business.
What do you mean? Thanks for reaching out. So, are y'all ready? You ready for this weekend, Alexis?
Yeah, I'm trying to pull it all together now.
Are you coming out all 4 days, or are you just coming out two?
Oof, Kelly, you know, this going to be a long weekend, Jamaican. It's just, I'm going to try.
I already know you coming out, Miss Singh. Vaughn is going to bring your boy. That's one thing I'm glad Vaughn is staying at your house, Miss Singh.
Well, good. You should see how that hoe sleep then.
Oh, shit.
But let me let you know something. I don't sleep in New York. So trust me when I tell you, we'll be everywhere.
I don't know if we will be everywhere, because I'm going to have to rest at least one night. Or, no, it's, I don't know. I might make it out all 4 nights. I'm going to try. Well, I'm going to say this, and so y'all can be my witness. Kelly, if I don't make it out this week, I'm not coming out all 4 nights. Okay?
And you don't make it out what week?
If I don't make it out sometime this week.
Tell Hassan to press one. Don't deliver no messages.
Next. Anyway, Kelly, if I don't make it out this week here to get what I need to get, I won't be out all 4 nights. Simple as that.
Okay.
Well, bitch, I'll be.
Y'all running around here with gals and shit, Miss Thing. Y'all want to look for the after party and all types of shit. Y'all running around here with gals and Miss Thing, girl. And I'm like, bitch, please. Okay.
I keep telling you, girl, I got mine by the luck of the draw.
Baby, all I got is a motherfucking coat, Miss Thing, and a pair of boots, Miss Thing, and a bra.
Girl, you sound like somebody else I know.
Kelly, you like me. You just told me that you was already together.
Thank you.
Hey. Girl,
thank
no,
you,
Miss Thing. Let me tell you what I got, right? I went out the other day, Miss Thing, and
But mind you, hold up on all the shit pictures she been posting, those are new outfits she been wearing.
No, actually, those are dresses that I had. Actually, if you see those dresses, those are summer dresses, and they was in my drawer.
Those are dresses you done had, because you done been out so much, girl.
Yeah, those are dresses. I got dresses. I have, like, regular, you know, to go to a ball, like, you know, or to go out look,
right.
So that I got it hanging in my closet. But for a ball of this magnitude and the girls are coming in, I can't just, you know, do one of those. But those are summer dresses, and I just added my tights to them, Miss Thing, you know, to make it look real wintery, Miss Thing. But I don't have nothing like that, Miss Thing. I went out the other day, Miss Thing, and, you know, And I don't know how I walked. I was out the other day, like last week sometime, and like $300 worth of stuff fell in my bag, Miss Thang. I don't know how it fell in my bag, Miss Thang, honey, but, you know, I took it back to the store, and, you know, and they put it on a gift card, honey, and I ordered me a coat and a pair of boots and a bra. Miss Thang, I got a coat, I got a pair of boots.
Well,
guess
what, Kelly, let me give you a secret. Lane, if you can get stuff from Lane, you know you can go to the other site and order stuff with the gift card. Do you know that?
Oh, you can?
They got stuff on Lane that's at the other where I got my gown from.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, if you go to Lane, they got stuff on there from where I get my gown from.
Because Lane is hard. I gotta go. I'm going to have to go in the dressing room, Miss Thing, with my razor and shit, Miss Thing, and cut the ink out and all types of things.
Well, girl, I'm just telling you, girl, they own. If you go to Lane's site, they got stuff on there. So I'm pretty sure you can probably order something out of the store.
Well, Miss Thing, I'm looking on Lane right now to see what type of dresses they got, Miss Thang, and stuff.
They got the site that I ordered mine from. They got dresses on there. They got dresses on Lane's site from there.
Oh, they do. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Well, I have to look. Oh, Miss Lane got a cute little. Oh, they got some cute little dresses, Miss Thang, on Miss Lane too, girl. Oh, I like this little leather number, honey. Oh shit. She you, Miss Thang, and she on sale, Miss Thang, girl. Honey, I know that's right, Miss Thang, honey. I gotta get out of here, Miss Thang.
I need to hurry up because I need to get something from Shoes to Pray, girl.
Miss Thang, I need to get out there, honey, because I need to be sitting, Miss Thang. Need to look like you and Vonna, Miss Thang.
Well, you said what?
I need to look like you and Vonna this weekend. Okay.
I try.
What happened?
Girls? Well, you know, me personally, I can only speak for self, girl. I don't think the girls got all this stuff together yet.
Oh. Oh, actually, Alexis, you are right, honey. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah,
I told you that.
I told you.
Oh, yeah, they have them right here. Oh, yes, it's the same thing. Oh, word.
Somebody wants to know, is this Boost 101 or Class ABC?
Ooh. Oh, shit.
Oh, no, baby, this is Boost. This is Boost 101. Okay, baby, ain't
one,
no crap over here.
One,
and I'm going to be
one.
I'm 101. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all, Miss Day. I came home from motherfucking jail, Miss Day, in 2000 and motherfucking 5, Miss Day. It's 2013, Miss Day. I have never once in all the years I've been out of jail, Miss Day, paid for motherfucking any motherfucking outfit y'all see me outside of the baller, Miss Day. It all goes in my Puma bag.
And she ain't lying.
Miss Thang, I steal everything, Miss Thang. Accessories, motherfucking dresses, pants, shoes, Miss Thang, hair, everything goes right in my motherfucking bag, bitch.
She ain't lying. Make me nervous. She make me nervous.
Okay. Let me tell you.
Oh,
my God.
Wait. Did you just say shoes?
Yes, Jason.
Yes. Jason, I go in the store, Miss Thang, and, bitch, I go in the store, Miss Thang, that sells my size, Miss Thang, and they have all the shoes out, Miss Thang. I try the shoe on, Miss Thang. I try the shoe on, make sure she's comfortable while I walk around in the store, Miss Thang. I go back over to the section. I sit down on one of the shoe chairs, Miss Thang. A girl, Alexis, be looking around, Miss Thang. I take one shoe and put it in my bag. I look around and make sure ain't nobody looking. I take the other shoe and I put it in my bag, and then I'm zipping up my bag, and I leave about the fucking store.
Jason, listen.
Oh, my
Jason,
God.
Let me tell you what she did to us one day. We was on 125th Street. The bitch walked in the store beeping. My nerves got bad.
Oh, yeah, that's because, you know what happened? This is what
the
happened,
ear
right? This is what happened, right? No, it wasn't the air raids. You know what happened was, right? We was out and we had went to the parade in Harlem. I stole this motherfucking outfit from 125th Street and then went down. When I was in Ashley Student, I was stealing the outfit, Jason. I took the alarm off in the dressing room. And usually when I come out the dressing room, I find a pair of jeans, and I take the alarm and stick it in the jean pocket. And then I leave out the store. I forgot that I never took the alarm out because I seen this other dress that just devastated my mind. And I was like, oh, bitch, I got to come back and get that dress. I forgot to take the alarm out. And I walked out, and I was ringing. And the boy said, oh, don't worry about it. Just go ahead on. So then me and Alexis get downtown to 23rd Street to BB. And I'm going in my pocket to get my phone out. And I said, bitch, I said, I was America's dumbest criminal, Alexis, today. She said, why? Bitch, I still had the alarms in my pocket, Jason. I had all the fucking alarms in my pocket. It was like five of them. And I still had them all in my pocket, bitch. But I still got my shit, bitch. Please, they don't fuck with me. I'm going to tell you, I'll tell y'all a story, bitch. I was in Lane Bryant one time, Miss Saint, and I had like 6 bags of motherfucking clothes, bitch. And I was going out the door, and the lady, I beeped, and the lady was like, stop her, the security guard. The security guard looked at me and looked at the lady and said, I ain't fucking with that big bitch.
He knew T.
I'm the caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I got a question, Kelly.
Yes.
When you still out of Payless, they don't beat because your shoes so big.
Oh my God. One thing about me, baby, I don't steal out of Payless, Miss Thing. I'm a big bitch, honey. Payless can't hold this motherfucking weight. You have to get a sturdy motherfucking shoe. I don't do Payless. That's not my level.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Is that all you had to say, caller?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Next private caller, you live on the air?
Well, look at him. I want to know if you be on that new dope that y'all still have an appetite while you doing all that stuff. And hell, yeah, you know, back when I was a young gal and did that dope, hell, and tried to steal, I had to wrestle with the security. So I think I need some of that new dope y'all be doing.
Oh, my God.
Help! Yeah, we here. I don't know no place.
No, that's not. You still ain't answered my first question. Do you be on that new dope while you up in there putting that shit in your Puma bag?
I don't be on nothing, honey. I just go in there and I get what I gotta get and I get out.
Oh no, that's a smart gal. You get high after you finish working.
No, I don't get high after I finish working, but I will be this weekend.
All right, babe, girl, put me back on mute.
Okay. And to the listener, the outfit. Somebody asked me why did I never wear the outfit from Red's Ball? I did wear the outfit from Red's Ball. I wore it last year when I was in the Mizrahi for the Christmas party, and I performed in it. Now it's up in my closet with all my other ballroom gowns. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Kelly. Kelly.
Yes.
Is it true that you up the year at BBQ for the most honorary member?
I would definitely give that to Marcus
007. Marcus,
yeah.
Never mind.
And I just want to know, where are they going to park Alexis and Amaya's big ass at the coldest one ever?
Oh, shit.
You said what about that? At my fully furnished apartment.
And your name should be Buick, you big bitch. Hey, stand up, you smooth like no legs.
Sonic, you made it, son. Oh, geeky tonight, honey. Baby. Baby, the private callers are going in, Miss Sago. Oh, thank you, private caller. Hold on, we got another private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, I got a question for the legendary Alexis Lenny, Professor Couture.
Go ahead, Paula.
Will you be wearing a sturdy heel because they can't go in? Your feet were sliding in the front.
I need a sturdy heel. You said what? Hold on, say that again now.
She said, would you be wearing a study heel at the ball because that gag of wing, your feet were sliding in the front.
Oh, yeah, I have a study heel, baby.
Them
kids can you explain what a study heel got to do with my feet sliding in the front?
Because them kittens are too small for your body.
Why y'all have my kittens?
It's day. I'm a puppy.
Why did they be at my kitten heels?
I'm going to fuck them up. Miss Sinead Jenkins, why you at my sister Divine in this room like that?
Girl, because she bored, honey. She ain't got nothing else better to do.
Leave them all alone.
They got to leave me alone, girl. That don't mean nothing to me, honey.
Oh, shit.
I'm lying behind no name, no mask, no makeup, no nothing, bitch. I wake up like this, Shanae. That's something I probably dream of.
Mm-hmm.
If you can step out of your body and step into mine, you will do it. How about that, Shanae?
Bitch, these private callers are kiki. Well, I got me a nasty motherfucking heel for this weekend, honey. Okay? She a platform boot in the front, Miss Thing, a nasty skinny heel in the back, Miss Thing, girl. Honey, I'm coming to do wop, 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 wop.
What?
What? Say.
Kelly, Brooklyn called me legendary overall mother, watch the worker for me.
Girl,
Not watch the worker.
Miss A, these private callers, I'm having fun with the private callers tonight, Miss A. They are key, honey. Oh, my God. Don't forget the 5th Annual Carolina Awards Ball is Saturday, February 23rd, honey. Grand prize is $2,000 open to all team phase, $750 plus pot, honey, open to all performance legends versus $1,000 club winner versus of the year versus challengers. Butch Queen European Runway for $500. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $500. Butch Queen and Drags Realness for $500. Fem Queen Realness for $500. And Female Figure Runway for 250 motherfucking sisters. It's going down in the Carolina.
Hold on, wait. Also, there's a $500 grudge match for me, Persia Ebony, and Mona Ebony. So all you girls who talk all that shit last week, make sure y'all have y'all coins.
Oh, baby, we got to have our coins this day.
Okay.
Make sure y'all girls
Dang.
Is there. Honey. And, bitch, and the shade is Miss Thing. The shade is Miss Thing. I might be added. I might add another $100 to that pot, Miss Thing. Hold on. I might add another.
Oh.
I might add $100. I might add another $100 to that. Oh, hold on. I'm going to add another $100 to that pot and wake up the building because I think I got another bad motherfucking bitch that want to play, too.
That shit look like it hurt.
Do you see it, Jason?
I'm going to fuck them up, Miss.
Oh, that shit.
Hey, girl.
It look like that hurt. Oh, my
Miss Alexis
God.
Will break that, Miss Brooklyn. Miss A. Girl, Miss Alexis is going to go through that, Miss Thing. You got to give her something a little bit thicker. Can you find something thicker for her? She can walk in a high heel, but it needs to be a little bit thicker. Okay, because my sister tips, Miss Thing, girl. Me and my sister, we be in our hotel rooms, bitch. We put our shoes on, Miss Thing, and we feel like sex kittens walking down that hotel. Okay, y'all bitches can't tell us shit.
Hello?
Yeah. Y'all can't tell us shit when we walking down that motherfucking hotel, Miss Thing, okay? Bitch, honey. Baby, y'all gonna gag this weekend, honey. Baby, when y'all see me and my motherfucking sisters come up in that motherfucking building this weekend, okay? We coming through the building, honey.
Like, what up now?
Bitch, I was violated last night.
How, girl?
Miss Thing, because I was violated in that place where I was at, Alexis.
Oh, really?
Where I was at last night, Miss Thing. That man stuck two fingers in my butt, Miss Thing, last night, Miss Thing. And I gagged, Miss Thing. He said I need to go up in here and I need to check. And he stuck two fingers in my butt and I was so violated and disrespected, Miss Thing. I was gagging.
Well, Lord.
Honey.
Oh, my goodness.
They said, oh, Miss Thing. Miss Thing. They said, oh, somebody hit my inbox and said, anybody going to talk about the hotel video of Alexis doing the robot?
First of all, doing the robot? What robot?
Alexis, you didn't see that video?
Oh, the one Kelly put it, I never clicked on it to watch.
Oh,
it.
My God, you gotta watch it.
Why you ain't watch it? It's a key.
Girl, I didn't even watch it.
Say, I see that. I seen that video, I said, oh, mistake, I'm about to post this video to my sister right now.
I was like, girl, what is this shit? I didn't even click on the link to watch it.
Mistake, that lady is a key. When I tell you, she is big and she is getting it in, bitch. She is going, mistake. Baby. But if y'all really want to see Alexis do the robot, let me open up this motherfucking.
Kelly.
Okay.
Listen, let me tell y'all some funny shit. So, mind you, I got an inbox and it said I just saw when it came up. It said I saw the video of you naked. So, bitch, I kind of like gag. I'm like, I'm gonna fuck Kelly up because the person whose name came up first was Kelly's daughter boyfriend. So I'm like, I know Kelly ain't showing nobody no videos of me. Why when I clicked on the see the message, it was a group. It was like what's the thing with a whole bunch of people in it?
Yeah.
So I guess it was spam. I was gagging. I thought, I was like, girl, I know Miss Kelly did not show nobody this video mistake. I was about to read the shit out of you.
No.
Good. Did y'all see that video of not the video, but the picture of Tiana talking about, where is that? This is be like wear my body magic or something like that. You seen that?
Mm-mm.
Hold on, it's on her page.
Oh, Miss Sang, I forgot to post up this picture. I made this picture. I forgot to post it up. Honey, I forgot to post up this picture I made, Miss Sang. I was looking at some of these pictures from the ball, Miss Sang.
Yeah.
Some of these people just look a mess.
Lions and tigers and bears.
Miss Sang, they just look a mess. Like, some people shouldn't pose for pictures, Miss Sang. I don't know why. Ayana Christian looked really good with this short haircut.
What?
Ayana Christian, she looks good with this short haircut.
The girls was cropped.
What you mean with cropped?
They were cropped.
Oh, yeah. She looks really good in this picture. Nakia Allure looks really good in her outfit in this picture. She looks really good, honey. I'm trying to see some of these other pictures, honey.
Alexis, hit refresh. Kelly, hit refresh.
Okay, I'm refreshing right now. Oh, my fucking... Alexis!
I saw it, girl.
Mistake, that looks like a fucking parachute.
I saw it, girl.
Mistake, her drawers ain't that big, Mistake. I seen a mistake. It ain't that big, Mistake. Bitch, Mistake. I'm going to fuck them up, Mistake. And then when you click on the Mistake, it gives you the link to motherfucker Layne Bryant, Mistake. What is this?
Kelly, did you see the pictures from LSS?
No,
So did they ever say why they had two LSS?
Yes.
You see the picture in the group where it said picture doing LSS from the legendary Stasha Garcon ball?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go look at it. Hold on. Let me go look at it. I'm looking at it right. Wait, hold on. And all girls?
Yeah. Not in the official ballroom group.
Oh, the official ballroom group. Let me go look at it. Let me go see. Bitch. Oh, my God. Who are these children?
Girl, I don't know who that is.
Mistake, the girls are fucking key, Mistake. I be gagging at the girls. They got some cute little motherfucking tops over here. Is that a little animal print that's a swimsuit cover, Mistake. They got a little cute little thing, Mistake. I got to get my razor and go to Layne Bryant, Mistake. Girl, they got some cute little tops, Mistake. I got to cut at the seam, Mistake, and take the ink alarm off, Mistake, and stitch it back up, honey. Excuse me, what?
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah, you got a cigarette, boo? Go ahead, get one.
What's with Shartice?
What'd you say?
No, I'm looking at this picture of Shartice and Kia.
Oh, really?
The water's still cold.
The water cold in my house, Miss A. We ain't got no hot water, Miss A. They be doing shows up in here, honey.
Yes.
I'm about to move to Brooklyn.
So I could be closer
to Alexis.
Mm-mm.
You don't want me closer to you?
Mm-mm, girl, I like the distance.
Oh, no. Okay, Miss A. Honey.
Okay, I'm getting into the pictures of Tragony. Okay. Oh.
Tricky was sitting, Miss A.
It's no shade. Listen.
She's feeling pretty.
Yes.
You talked to Jasmine about what we talked about earlier.
Oh no, I didn't talk to Jasmine, honey. We could Jason.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna would y'all like to do Monday night next week and we're gonna do Tuesday night?
Just for next week.
Well, I thought we would all do Tuesday night because Mark's going to the ball too.
Oh, Mark's going to the ball too?
Mm-hmm. So everybody might as well just do one big show on Tuesday.
Okay, well, we can do that, honey. I didn't want the girls to miss out, honey.
I mean, Monday can just be a show, but, I mean, what is
Yeah,
Monday?
Because, you know,
a lot of girls
ain't going to be around, honey. So, you know, I didn't want the girls to miss out because the girls hate when we're not on the air, honey.
So we do it Tuesday, Jason and Kelly. We need to start at 11 o'clock.
Oh, we could do that because it would definitely be a long show, bitch. It's definitely, bitch, and I might have a motherfucking hangover, bitch, okay?
Wait a minute, next one.
Oh, my God. Alexis, I'm going to get you.
Divine and love him.
You see the iconic Divine.
Girl, I'm sitting in Return of the Whoop, Bam, Bam, and, bitch, I'm looking at catch the fool under the neck. Yes,
girl,
that's
a lie. No, I want you to see the iconic.
Shut your mouth.
They love Beijing and Atlanta, I see.
Yeah. Shut your mouth, Alexis.
This is Beijing, everything, Jason. Eyebrows.
Hey, hold on. I got an inbox that just came in my inbox.
I need to get stock in Beijing.
Miss Thing, they said, somebody just inboxed me, and they said since they took Fred Icon status back for the ballroom, can we get him Icon status for his eyebrows?
Oh. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
I said the same thing, Faze. Oh, my God.
That's the Joan Crawfordest thing, honey.
Y'all too is Miss A. I will fuck y'all up, Miss A.
They must not sleep on pillows. They can't sleep on pillows.
That gave me Joan Crawford down.
Bitch, y'all key mistake. I looked at both of these messages at the same time, mistake.
I just said the same thing.
Artie, oh my God, Lord, mistake. I can't wait, Artie, to watch my Ursie tomorrow. Mistake.
Oh, you know what? Let me say this. It is now officially one of the best seasons of the horoscope calendar. Today marks the beginning of the Aquarians. So all my Aquarians, big shouts out to all my Aquarians out there. It is our season. It is time for us to shine.
Girl, who cares?
Fuck you, bitch.
Okay. It's all about the Geminis. Geminis, please stand up.
Girl, it ain't your time yet. Wait your turn. Stand
up.
Maybe
it's always our time.
Rodney, was it that cold in Atlanta for all these I don't want to say faux furs.
Oh shit!
I want to give a big shout out to the girls that had on last season clothes, Miss Thing. They had on last season clothes, Miss Thing, at Atlanta this weekend, Miss Thing. Last season was so last season, girl. Please step up your wardrobe.
Who had on last season clothes?
I'm just saying.
Well, girl, I'm tired of the girls wearing the same outfits, the balls.
I am so sick of that.
Listen, hold on, Vonna. Since you want to talk about the girls wearing last season clothes, you need to direct
and do the right motherfucking thing.
Well, you need to direct. You need to direct. You need to direct your girl.
Your directing skills is kind of off when it comes to home.
Well, you need to direct. You need to direct. You need to direct your girlfriend to say to not wear last season.
Who, girl? Who? Who, Kelly?
Okay.
Who?
You know, I'm just saying, Miss Sagati.
The drinks was flowing.
Who is the drinks? See the clothes, Kelly, please.
The drinks was flowing, honey. Hold on, Miss Sag. I'm trying to replays, honey. Hold on, you know. I'm trying to.
All you gotta do is drag it to your desktop, girl.
Oh, you on?
No, girl, I can't.
Hold on. I drag it to my desktop. And can I drag it? No, I can't drag it here, honey. I have to open up
your
name.
You can drag it to the group, girl. Yeah.
Shout out to Monet and her silk curtain dress she had on.
Ooh.
Oh, hold on. Just drag it to...
Who had on a silk curtain dress?
Who is this person with this purple... Never mind. I can't.
It's Jason, let me tell you something. It's so much shit that I really want to just point out. Huh?
Refresh the group.
Well, I don't have no ball coming up. I don't have no ball coming up.
Kelly, shut up.
I just want to know. Jason, hold up. Now, listen, Kelly.
I concur. Oh, you can Rocky!
I kick her.
What is it? Are y'all all attacking? You just gonna sit there?
That was
bro,
so.
I don't know what room y'all in. I'm tripping, bro. I'm still stuck on some other shit. What room
we
y'all
in? We in the elite group, Miss Say. That was so 3 months ago, Miss Sanger.
Get me back to the elite group.
That is so rude.
You in there, Divine?
That is
hold
really
on, Jason. Hold on, Jason.
I can't find it.
Jason, let me come out the bathroom. As soon as I come out the bathroom, Jason.
Oh, my God.
Why did you just make me fall out?
Ooh, y'all are a mess.
Tag me, Alexis.
Hold on.
Okay, hold on.
Let me tag you, sis. Bitch.
I just did.
Hold on. Country, what are you? Country,
yes,
you always.
That's
hold
why
on.
I even had to say that.
Country, always. Country, be at me. Country, why? Hold on.
It's refreshed. You got to go look at it.
I tagged you, Divine.
Oh, girl. Wait a minute. Hey.
All right,
y'all.
Hold on, Jason, you should have it.
What you say, Marcus?
I'm about to go. Yeah, I'm about to go get ready for the ball.
Why?
Vito and Clint.
Oh. Thanks for reaching out. See you next week.
I'll see y'all Saturday.
See you in a little while, Marcus.
Hold on, Jason. You got both.
Yeah, Rodney, call me.
Jason, you got both of them now in your inbox, Jason.
Oh, wait a minute, Kelly, y'all got on the same dress.
Yeah, well, that was last season, Miss Thing. She's hanging up in my closet, Miss Thing. That was last season. I ain't wearing that. You know, it's in my closet, Miss Thing.
Yeah, they say you need to get the killer clowns off the runway, Kelly.
What killer clowns?
Is that Miss Thing that used to be Omni? What's her name?
That's her. No, that's not. Keep scrolling down, Divine. That's the other picture they're talking about.
Miss Thing, they can't take the legend.
That's not the Asian with this red hair.
Yeah, that's her.
They can't take the legend.
They said the legend chopped it. They ain't see it.
Baby, I worried about that killer clown, okay? Tell the girls to keep up with the Joneses, Miss Say, okay? I know the girls wanna be me, Miss Say, but girl, Miss Say, girl, I would be caught dead in last year fashion.
Kelly, not too much,
girl.
Oh, girl. You know what? I would have never even knew that if you wouldn't have said nothing.
Mistake, mind you, Alexis, I was sitting here, Mistake, and I was scrolling through the pictures, Mistake, and that immediately caught my eye. I was like, oh, really?
Bitch, I wouldn't have never, if you wouldn't have said nothing, I wouldn't have never fucking knew.
Honey, Mistake, what do you mean I can't take, honey?
I just saw that you can't take this thing.
Let me say, girl. No, what I can't take is those pictures she had up that she got up on Facebook. Is what
Kelly,
I can't.
Kelly.
Okay.
Girl, why you ask Shay Shay, sister girl? What is
girl.
It? Take?
I'm on my house phone, son.
Oh, you on your house phone? Your son is calling. He's calling in.
Hold on.
Oh Lord, no.
Honey, hold on, honey. Wait, baby. Honey, I'm about to wake the motherfucking group up, Mistake, because I know Alexis is about to come back on the phone with her son. So
oh,
I'm going to be.
Don't do it, girl.
I'm gonna be prepared. I'm gonna be prepared for her and her son when they come back on the phone, because I know she's coming with her son.
Yes, we've been on the phone. Listen.
I'm already here.
Okay, you're here.
Why you mad? You stay trying to call out my grandmother. Like why? Like, I mean, what is
I didn't mention
name?
Anybody's name. I was sitting here and I was fucking. I didn't mention anybody's name.
Can you still talk on 2012? We're in 2013, girl.
Devon said a name. I never said a name. I just posted a picture in our secret back cave. I never mentioned anybody's name, Mistake. I just said,
yeah.
You know.
Who's the terrorist got a boy? He keeps sending me nude pictures.
Well, you know what I'm gonna do for you, Country.
Here she go.
Don't
go. You know what I'm gonna do for you and your mother, Alexis Snow.
Oh no.
It's the girls wanna wear things that I wore 3 months ago. Miss Thing, all of this stuff that I got hanging up in the closet, Miss Thing, from the cleanest with the cleanest things on it, I'll just ship it to Atlanta.
Oh. Ooh.
She doesn't need it. She doesn't need it. Trust me, she's She has her own.
I know, Miss Thing. She's making a change, Miss Thing, with those diamond face shoes, honey.
You can't get a diamond.
What you say?
Don't
dress.
She's got it bright like a diamond, girl. What?
Hey, after that picture, there's no shame, Miss Thing. After that picture, she put up on Facebook, Miss Thing. I don't want no diamond face shoe.
Oh no. Hold on, who was this talking about?
Yeah.
Now that he's legendary, he can come.
Ain't nobody. He just wants some attention from me. Play that message. He just wants some attention.
Well, give him some attention. What's wrong with giving him some attention?
Sounded like the card.
You don't want to give him no attention?
Minding my business.
You minding your business?
That's a slow you got to do.
Oh, you got a ball coming up. Everybody
Where's
always
Naima?
Got a ball coming up.
Where's Naima?
I don't know where $5 foot long is at. She was listening to the show earlier. I don't know where she at.
Alexa, did you tell her not to call into the show tonight?
Mm-mm. What would I tell
her? We told her to wait for informative Wednesdays.
Oh shit! What time did that come on?
Wait a minute.
State of emergency.
Rodney, did you say informative Wednesday? I can't.
Oh my
god!
That a new
show?
I didn't know about that one yet.
Like I told Naima, I said, you know, Trent, you've definitely been asking good questions, and some of the things that you say are really, you know, worthwhile listening to on Wednesday.
Miss Sang, y'all girls is so fierce, Miss Sang. Y'all girls are written up. You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
y'all girls, and the only thing I'm going to say is last name Jones. Okay, I mean, yeah, y'all girls and all these comments, Miss Thing, y'all girls are fierce, Miss Thing. Miss Rodney, Miss Marcus, Miss Alexis, Miss Maya, Miss Thing, y'all girls are some shady motherfucking cops.
I haven't even did anything either.
Baby, y'all are some shady motherfucking cats, Miss Fat Girl. Okay, baby. Y'all got to, I see no, Miss Fat Girl.
Chat room, that's some elite talk right there. So I can't help y'all. That's elite talk.
Baby.
Well, I concur.
That's an elite from Scandal.
I concur boots, bitch. I concur times three.
That's an elite group Scandal. I haven't earned enough coins or paid the right person to get that Scandal to you yet. So I can't help y'all.
$50 green is
dot to be on your profile to get in the elite group.
What's
$50
green
dot? You know what I mean, Jason?
A $50 green dot.
I can't.
To review the application, not saying you will be accepted, just to review
that. I spent $50 at the bar. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I need my coins for liquor.
So would a House of Cocktail be out this weekend?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely they will be out in full force.
Okay.
Do you have anything to do with it?
The House of Cocktail is definitely gonna be out, Miss Thang, honey. I'll be refreshing some beverages. This thing, you know, I'm gonna make me a punch. I'm gonna make me a nasty punch for the girls that's coming over to get their makeup done, so they can have some punch, Miss Thang.
You know what you need to get you, Summer Kelly? You need to get some of the Aga Punch. There's no shade.
I'm gonna take and get me some pineapples and some strawberries and some grapes, Miss Thang. And I'm going to pour a bottle of Ciroc over it, Miss Thang, bitch. And I'm going to mix it up with some nice juice and put it in the refrigerator, Miss Thang, Saturday morning so it can sit and the fruit can just suck up all the liquor and stuff, Miss Thang. So we can have us a nice cocktail, Miss Thang, because I need to be cocktail for this function, Miss Thang.
Well, they call them here in New York.
And they have those.
I come up there. I'm going to go straight to the Jamaican as soon as I get on my flight. What is it?
They need to change their name to the House of Beijing.
Oh?
What is that, the Bavari?
I don't know what house it is. I'm just looking at a picture of one.
There's a garçon.
It's a whole house.
What is that playing in the background? Who playing beats?
Hassan made me a beat. Yes, J-Rock, I have had Ebony Punch. It's just a little too strong for
me. Wait a minute, how many others? Are you talking about something besides the eyebrow thingy?
You need to get into picture 255 or 54.
Oh, see, I just looked at the initial and just
what is this?
Wait, hold on. I need to see what picture Jason talking about. Hold on.
Hold on, wait a minute. Why every time I click on this picture, it always. Where is this picture?
Hey!
Son, I can't, this picture won't blow up. Could you send it to me in my inbox, please? Oh, shit.
The picture
he
just posted in the room?
Yeah, girl, I can't see that.
Bitch, it's Perry Escada.
Is that who that is?
I don't know who that is.
Son, send me that screenshot in my inbox so I can get into shit. Because I can't, like, it won't let me.
That's who? Wait, that's who am I?
It's fake Perry Escada. That's the one we think is the fake profile.
Yeah,
so it's a house picture. I see one house picture with the House of Chanel. Okay. I see another house picture with the House of Mizrahi.
Yeah,
this
bitch next week is going to talk about it's a buff set.
I hollered when I saw that.
Oh, you said picture 252?
250, it's right around there. I'm at 200 and I'll have to go back.
Divine, you see the picture in the room?
You talk about the
Which
picture
one?
Of the house. Huh?
Okay, is that the
picture of the naked boy?
They were talking about it's a bump set.
I'm about to send it to you. I'm about to tag you in it.
Yeah, that's the house of Garcon, Jason.
Country.
Okay.
I'm doing it, am I?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I just seen that message, Miss Say.
What?
The girls wanted me to post this picture up, Miss Say. Hold on.
Oh, What picture?
Oh, Lord.
I'm about to post it. Up in the official ballroom group. It's up in the official ballroom group. The girls wanted me. Somebody sent me the picture.
He kind of cute, though. No shade.
Huh?
He kind of cute.
Y'all seen the picture I just posted?
Girl, I'm looking at this other picture. Hold on, girl. It's too many kiki going on.
I walked past that picture and was not going to say nothing.
Somebody sent it to me, Miss Thing, and they kept hitting me up in my inbox.
Listen. No, you got to see her sister, Kelly. Kelly, you got to see her sister. See, you've been MIA all day, bitch. When I tell you, go in that league group. Girl, my hair hurt now all of a sudden.
That picture is like the picture of the clowns underneath Bobby.
Did y'all see the one with the girls with their shot for MLK with the clown picture? Who were they talking about?
Hold on. I'm gonna big girl's face to $500 first category tonight. If Kelly
not
wants.
Bad, but
no,
I don't know.
They
said I might have to add another $500 to that, Daddy, for $1,000. I tried to talk to her. Hopefully she'll come. Kelly, somebody said they got cash on the line. If you want to come, get your piece of the icon in Atlanta.
When?
In April.
In April.
I know it was just a
Wednesday night mini ball. Okay. And the icon ain't want me when I brush myself, Miss Say. So I don't think she want me with the team behind me.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'll let you know by the end of next month after my birthday.
Let me know. I will definitely make it my business to come and play. Okay, baby, I will definitely make it my business definitely to come and play. Country, you don't worry about where I lay this motherfucking face. Okay.
All I can say is just bring it to a bigger ball.
I will. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. I ain't never been scared of a motherfucking battle, Mr.
Listen, before we get off, I want to ask y'all a question. Was there
a girl with the clown paint to paint you, you know?
She has before, Miss Thing, but when I come to walk and I come to win, I bring Timothy Smart.
Listen, was there a shortage on lotion this weekend?
Oh, my God.
Alexis, shut up.
Why are you saying that?
A lot of things
up.
This weekend. They was at the Arts and Crafts store.
Oh, shit.
Well, who was missing lotion this weekend?
Honey, listen. I can't even continue this message that's in my inbox, Kelly.
Go ahead. What's the message?
I hate when you do that, Alexis. You scary bitch. Put it out there.
Hold on, Javon. I gotta pull myself back together. Hold on. Okay.
You, Alexis, always
want to
play with the
tea. Okay, hold on. The message says, "I don't know how the fuck she raised hell." I don't know how the fuck she raised hell because she got chopped. Did she look at herself in the mirror before she came out this weekend?
Oh, my God.
Who?
Please shut the fuck up.
And then they sent me the picture all over again. That's the fucked up part.
Oh. I'm a chops across the board.
Okay.
There must something be strange in the water in Atlanta.
Bitch, strange is an understatement.
Oh, Miss Bang, honey.
Where you
the questionable status.
It's never questionable.
And that's worth a big question mark.
and have and have done what she has done for her
house.
Your
whole house OT wives were questionable. Let's keep it cute.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened?
Country, how do you know I'm talking about you or anything?
Country,
like what?
Country, calm down.
I know who she's talking to, and I know what she's
saying. Yeah, because
with.
the statement was made that so many people want to be on her level and have done what she has done for her house, but they can't.
Like, if you want to read, we can read.
Hold on, wait a minute. What are y'all reading this at?
So many people want to be on her level.
Since you want to shake the table, Father, let Father.
Shake the table.
What did I mean?
Father, I love shaking the table with country, okay? Let's shake the table.
Come on.
Oh, okay, okay.
Honey, let's shake.
Oh, okay.
We got about 13 minutes left, so let's shake the table, okay?
Well, let's shake it.
Kelly, you want to shake the table for real?
Well, how you want to shake the table?
We could get on the phone and we could do it one on motherfucking one. Mano e mano.
Baby, we could shake the table. We could definitely shake the table.
Oh, no. Let me get the icon on the line. Let me give you
what
you want
there. Right. I like when y'all shake the table instead of high enough under it.
Let me get the
instead
icon
of high
on the line. Since you want to be like that.
They say, let's shake the table. Y'all want to shake the table? Baby, I'm going to come to Atlanta, and I'm going to show y'all exactly this thing, okay? And country, after I win country, yeah. I want you to carry my trophy for me.
And when you lose, this is what I want you to do. When you lose, I want you to go back to New York, get on the radio show, and I want you to make an official apology to the iconic mother of my house.
And I can definitely do that.
And that's what I want you to do.
Okay, and I want you to. After I win, I want you to act like Donye and come and escort mother off the stage with her trophy.
Ooh. I'm coming to do it. I'm coming in. You want a real father to do it. Okay, that's fine.
That's fine.
Hey, Kelly.
So she wants to be a real legend. That's what she wants.
I'm not fucking with you, mother. I'm not playing with y'all. I will not entertain this conversation. See, y'all two are the best, honey. Y'all is the best. Listen, y'all, baby. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to deal with Alexis DiCaprio. With her and Country and Ken and Ivana all together, I don't know. Girl, I just can't mistake, girl. I'm gonna be on the Jamaican, so I can. Okay.
Oh, girl, it gets worse on the Jamaican, honey.
Oh, God, yeah.
Okay.
Baby.
This is
I can't wait, Miss Thing. I'm so ready, Miss Thing. The girls need to get my coin, Miss Thing, okay? The girls is in DC, they need to send me my coin, Miss Thing, or the bitch is doing bad, Miss Thing, okay? Miss Thing, you know, the kids is out working, making their change, Miss Thing, they owe me change, they wanna purchase some things, Miss Thing, honey. So, you know, I need my coin, Miss Thing, girl. I need me a ball.
Girl,
when
you
give
a
girl
credit?
Is
Uncle Ronnie still on the phone?
Yes.
Uncle.
Yeah.
What was going on with Seven when they asked Seven to commentate last night? I never caught that.
I have no idea. I don't know what was going on. I just saw some people on the mic. I was like, well, when the ball gets started, y'all let me know.
Yeah, something was going on. I couldn't remember what was going on.
Oh, Kool-Aid didn't commentate last night?
Yeah, he did. Well, you know he wasn't the original commentator, Kelly.
Oh. Celeste is so shady.
What? How was that being shady?
She wasn't the original commentator, Miss
Thing. She wasn't the original commentator.
She was a fill-in.
Oh, girl. Well, you missed, right? You heard, if you was paying attention when Martez called in early, he would have, I mean, when Vaughn was on the phone, he, I asked that question.
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on, recant it for, I mean, give it up, girl. What happened?
Because Jack, they said Jack couldn't make it because something was wrong with his flight.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah, my sister, yeah.
So that's why Selvin was asked to commentate, I'm guessing. You know,
yeah.
She canceled Vaughn at the last minute after he was...
But don't know Miss Thang. The girls don't know Miss Thang already. That's one thing I can say about Miss Jack, Miss Thang. If you ain't got her ticket a week or two in advance, Miss Thang, girl, you try to wait a day before, Miss Thang, you think you're going to do her ticket and she going to go, Miss Thang. Y'all a gag, bitch, because that bitch will stay right at her house and pay it, Miss Thang, girl. She ain't flying on no ass, Miss Thang, girl.
Well,
okay.
No, they said it wasn't no ass crook. It was an utty bug ass fuck.
No, what it was a standby, but it was a very busy time to have a standby.
Atlanta.
Not a standby. What do you call it? Buddy pass. So, you know, buddy pass.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Available, so.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay.
If the seat, if they don't have no seat available for buddy passes, you can't fly.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you got. They have to have available.
You
all
to, yeah, you know, a lot of times, and what happens with the buddy passes is
you can't go.
The stewardesses and shit, they get first call before you do.
So that went.
You know, and it was a busy time when she left because we talked while she was in the airport.
Fred, she shops there, Fred. I don't shop there, Fred. I steal.
Oh Lord, here we go.
No, Fred said we shop at the same. He said we shop at the same store. No, I don't shop. I steal. Me and Alexis go together, and Alexis hold me down. Actually, I stole that dress with Alexis on Fulton.
Can we
when
go
Alexis,
to go back?
Alexis thought she lost her credit card, and it was stuffed in her titty. Bitch was going crazy. We had just left from the Avenue, bitch, and got to Ashley Stewart. The bitch went to go pay for her accessories because we already had stole all the dresses and the jeans and the spandex and everything. And she was like, oh my God, I left my credit card at the Avenue. I gotta go back. She pulling everything out of her pocketbook looking for her credit card. Can't find her credit card. Then stick her hand in her titty, bitch, and the credit card in her titty.
I mean,
what is it? Alexis, you got that much titty? Was she getting lost in there?
No, girl, I forgot it was up there, sis.
Girl.
Well, you know, the white man going to be cutting us off in like the next 5 minutes. Everybody definitely tune in. We're going to talk after I make my announcement. Everybody tune in tomorrow night for the tea party when London and Jason and the tea party cast will definitely be live on the air. Don't forget to tune in on Wednesday night for my legendary iconic sister, Jasmine Couture, for the State of Emergency show, honey. Baby, they're going to be on the air, honey. Baby, it's definitely going down, honey. It's just a kiki. I had fun tonight, Miss Thing. I'm about to go in the room and take me an Oxycontin and go to sleep.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
Nonsense.
Yes, they gave me Oxycontin, bitch. I'm about to go take me some Oxycontin, bitch. I'm about to take me a pill and knock out, honey. Bitch, I got to lay out, honey. I got to get my sleep on, honey. Is she gonna put me in a nice old coma?
Oh.
Yes. You came out that bathroom like somebody was chasing you. Shit.
Ooh.
What happened? Somebody said, "Ooh, what happened?" Somebody posted something or did something? Oh my God!
No.
Hold on, honey.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, go ahead and look. The girls of the House of Snow will be in the building.
Well,
yes,
the House of Snow will definitely be in the building, okay? Trust and believe, they will definitely be in the building, honey. The House of Snow, the House of Cocktail, the House of Molly, the House of E will all be in the building on Saturday, Miss Thang. If you need anything, Miss Thang, honey, it's definitely going to be around. Stop pushing me.
Oh.
Watch yourself when you get smacked. Okay, I know it's that time. I'm about to go get in the bag right now.
They got to be
cautious. I can't believe Naima didn't come on here tonight. I'm mad, Naima girl. You tried that.
She was around. She was laying low.
She'll be on tomorrow.
I'm not sure about that.
I don't do
that.
It's open.
Uh-oh.
You have it.
Oh, you know, leave it there.
Naima, where you at? You laying it low, spreading it wide?
Oh, shit. Or spreading it somebody. She's spreading somebody wide.
Who's getting in Lenox Mall this weekend?
Ain't she up in New York?
No, she in Baltimore. Somebody was getting fucked in Lenox Mall this weekend?
They say, who was getting fucked in Lenox Mall this weekend? Somebody just asked me. Inbox me. Who was getting fucked in Lenox?
Miss Thing, that's just so nasty and tacky, Miss Thing, girl. How you get fucked in the mall? Miss Thing.
You was in the fag mall.
The girls are just so raunchy, Miss Thing, getting fucked in the mall. Who do that?
Who had on a silk curtain dress?
No, I would not get fucked in the mall.
Who had on a silk curtain dress this weekend? Can somebody please get me pictures?
It's in the office.
Somebody
in the
says,
office? I didn't see it. Wait a minute. Let me go see. Girl.
Somebody said Starsha.
Nah, that's not
Starsha was nice this weekend.